Blog Talk Radio.
Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and it's going to be one of those really good shows. We're still going over the 22 angels that govern the inner gateways. They call them the Council of the 22 Angels. Today we're doing the one on the Angel of Loving Relationships, how she works and how it works for you. And with the situation of everything going on today, we're also going to be doing free readings as well. So call in, get some questions answered. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, I'm going to be giving some tips on the law of attraction, how to use it. So you might want to stay tuned later in the show for that. But today we're working on the Angel of Loving Relationships. So we're going to find out more about this angel and how it works and how it can change your life. Like I said, also as I said before, we're going to do private. We're going to do some free readings today, angel card, tarot cards, psychic reading. So when you call in, just specify what you want. If you want a particular one, if you're not, then we'll just go through the whole thing. Also, I do private readings as well. I'll get that information out here real quick. Call me at 937-838-6337 for private readings. The things have changed because of the way they're going, and I'm going to have to move up the date, which I don't want to. I hope everybody understands, but as of February 14th, basically all my prices are going to change, and we're focusing on just that. We just ask that you be patient with us and understand why they are the way they are. It's come to my attention that even clients I've been working with say that I should be charging more. So we're going to reevaluate the whole thing, and then the 14th is the last day to take advantage of the rates that are going on right now, which is $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. Also, there's blocks of time that you can buy right now until the 14th, which is if you get a block of time of 11 one-hour readings, it's $100, and if you get a block of 6 one-hour readings, that's $50. And if you get a block of 6 one half hour readings, that's $40. If you actually add that up, it's actually a little bit cheaper than $10 an hour. And then after that, after the 14th, it's all going back up the way it was before, which is $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for a 15-minute reading. So write it down, take it under, call me at my number, it's 937-838-6337, and then my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Okay, and with all those things, we'll get that. So there's the information for you. I'm actually going to put it in the chat room for you, the phone numbers and stuff, so you can check it out for yourself and take a note of that. After the 14th, those rates will be gone. And also, if you want to donate to the show, say that you want to trade out, that's cool. You can donate money to the show. If you're donating money to the show in exchange for reading, well, in that we take no less than $5. And I think you guys will understand why. And so, therefore, do that. If you want to just donate money to the show, that's great, too. Everything's appreciated. And we appreciate everybody who calls in, and we appreciate all the listeners out there. So, therefore, take it all under wrap. Take it under advisement, because after the 14th, everything's changing. And we're going back to the regular weight. I can't even say it. Regular rates. So, on that note, let's go to our show. We're actually, today, like I said before, we're talking about the angel of loving relationships. And if you here, take a look at the situation, the angel of loving relationships. That angel, it's a very important angel. Now, we've already talked about the angel of unconditional love and freedom, whose purpose is teaches harmlessness and functions as a fountain for the outpouring of universal love, serves as the master of the other causal powers, assists in the realization of your true self and the recognition of that self in others. Negative traits from the ego projection, when that angel is not able to do what it needs to do, will be fear, guilt, a feeling of repression, a consciousness that says that you are not judged fairly by others, the energy blocked because of judging other people and conditions based on appearances. We know the angel of illusion and reality, which its purpose is helps you to separate false from true in your life through the energy of creative intelligence. Now, the illumination principle, which releases the mind from bond. The illuminating principle, which releases the mind from bondage and enables one to be aware of divine plan. The negative traits from ego projection would be deception, manipulation, dishonesty, and adversity to spiritual consciousness, which means fears make you do those kind of things. So that's what I'm saying. When you take those out of the way, the angel can do what it's good. Energy blocks because of a tendency to worry about everything leads to unscrupulous behavior to correct the situation. And we were also yesterday, we were talking about the angel of creative wisdom, whose purpose is the ability to solve problems quickly, imparts spiritual wisdom to your consciousness by providing the bridge between the higher and the lower natures, ensures that judgment is clear and correct, stimulates instinctive action. Negative traits from ego projection, a confused mind leading to errors in judgment and poor decision making, energy block because of a totally mental attitude that relies on reasoning and rational thinking and discounts the importance of hunches and intuitive feelings. And we also went over the angel of abundance, whose purpose is the distributor of divine substance, embodying all supply, love, beauty, and power in constant radiation. The negative traits from ego projection, financial lack, limitation, family discord, feelings of insecurity, fertility, sexual and career problems, energy block because of a belief in the lie of insufficiency, a denial of the truth of omnipresence, abundance, beauty, and well-being. And today, let's see here. We can even throw a couple more angels in there, where it's like the angel of power and authority, whose purpose is great energy and determination, strong decisiveness with reliance on the will of God in every situation. Negative traits from ego projection, arrogance, self-serving, vain, petitious, energy block because of spiritual pride, one who thinks he has the power while others do not, a conscious fear of divine will, thus an inability to totally surrender to spirit. And then we have the angel of spiritual understanding, whose purpose is lifts vibration of consciousness to level of spiritual perception. It is the energy of open-mindedness, enabling to learn deep at deeper, it's like looking at the situation and seeing deeper truths and become a teacher of knowledge. Heterocentric truth and become a teacher of knowledge. Negative traits from ego projection, opinionated, stubborn, unyielding personality, energy block because of a knowing it all attitude and inflexibility regarding new ideals and teachings. And today we're talking about the angel of love, loving relationships, whose purpose, the purpose is ensures that you make the correct choice in relationships. The primary energy in courtship and marriage. Negative traits from ego to projection is poor decisions and wrong choices in relationships. Sexual problems, unrequital love, energy block because of a feeling of unworthiness, guilt, and the belief in the necessity of punishment for past misdeeds, fear of rejection. It also goes a little bit deeper than that. It's also this angel is also, like we were talking about before, it's like the angel of unconditional love and freedom. That's the planetary energy there is Uranus. Also symbolic. The tarot is the Fool. The angel of illusion and reality. The planetary energy is Mercury, and the tarot card there is the Magician. The angel of creative wisdom is Isis. Also the planetary energy is Moon, which the tarot card there is High Priestess. The angel of abundance is Aphrodite and Venus. Also the planetary energy is Venus, and the tarot card is the Empress. The angel of power and authority is governed by Aries. The planetary energy is Aries, and it's also the tarot card is Emperor. The angel of spiritual understanding is Taurus, the planetary energy of Taurus. It's also the Grand Master, and the card there is a High Priest card, or the Hyperfenimus card. And the angel of loving relationships is governed by it's almost like the archetype there would be the Egyptian god Anubis, and also the planetary energy is Gemini. And the symbolic tarot card is Lovers. Now, if you look at the situation of relationships, the reason is, I mean, if you think about it and the energy itself, it's also represented by a lot of things out there. Duality is one of those things, two things coming together become one. If you look at the idea of Gemini, that explains a lot, because when you sit and look at the situation, it's very interesting. Very interesting. Because I've seen Geminis who actually have balance in their life is the idea of taking both energies, the twins, and balancing the energy. And also we have the Lovers, and you see in relationships, when relationships are really balanced out, the two people within the relationships are also balanced out, and they're also loving each other very, very, very intensely. So you can see how this would work for you. It's very interesting. So when we're going over this angel, the angel of loving relationships, it helps you understand why this would be one of the part of the angels. Plus, I also wanted to go over the meditation that goes along with that too. So, I was sitting there, and so I was like, I want to make sure that you guys understood that they all have their little things here back and forth. The angels, because we were sitting going there a while ago about the angel of loving relationships. And it's one thing we have to emphasize on this situation too is when we're talking about the angel of loving relationships, we're not talking about just relationships and soulmates and romance. We're talking about loving relationships of all categories. Best friends, family. Because basically, it does say that you should love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being. And then basically he said, also love yourself as you love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you look at that situation, you can't love your neighbor or anyone until you are able to love yourself. So when it also talks about the angel of loving relationships, it's also talking about having that relationship with yourself. Well, that's where it starts. and when it begins and when it does. And when you do that and it comes together, then you understand how why that angel is a part of the 22 angels and why they all work together with you. Because that is a definitely an important gate for all of us to manifest our true love, to manifest the relationship, but not just the relationship of someone we're going to spend the rest of our lives with. Because if you think about it, loving relationships of all kinds, friendships, family, they're all lifelong relationships. So, you know, so we look at that whole situation, it all makes sense. And once you come to that point of making sense, like using the other angels of unconditional love, unconditionally loving, and then you're able to have a loving relationship with everybody. So they all make sense. So you see how the order falls into place as well. And then we have the lover's card, and how that and how people interact in a loving relationship. Are you using the work angel symbolically or literally? Are you using the work angel symbolically or literally? Well, does this angel have a name? Yes, it's called the Angel of Loving Relationships. Not like your archangels, your archangel Raphael and archangel Michael, and like that. No, this is the angel. And if you actually do the study on the angels, you'll realize that these angels have had different variations in their names, but these are usually the names that have kept with them. The word angel. Funny. I think I know what you're talking about. Maybe, okay, guys. So we sit here and look at this. Okay, I lost it. 91. So I was just going over my head about things about the angels and how they work. Because I was sitting there looking at that whole the situation. And just realizing a loving relationship to me more than just attracting the right soulmate and finding the right recipe for living with someone without conflict, which is the idea of loving that person and realize we are who we are, and that person that's with you is also who he is. So we look at it for true bonding must include the entire planetary family. So if you look at that whole aspect, I've always used the meditation of hugging trees, but connecting the roots to other roots to other roots until it consumed the whole world. And then the world would just radiate with this gold energy, which is everybody connected and everybody understanding that we are connected and just literally loving each other unconditionally. And then there would seem to be no wants, needs, and desires, because basically with that kind of energy, we would all be doing it spontaneously for each other and everyone around us. So therefore, everything would happen. It's like in loving relationships. You have to have trust so you can give yourself completely to the relationship. Give to this person, give. And then in the process of giving, it turns into a cycle where that person gives back to you. You love each other unconditionally, and therefore you're taking care of each other spontaneously and unconditionally without even knowing about it. You just love, love, love. And then you'll start noticing that all the other things come to you as well. Because in the process of having this angel work right and being able to work with you, it opens the other gateways if they were ever blocked. Because love is the key. It's a very powerful energy, but a very cleansing energy as well. It's like taking the same, like working with this angel and having trouble. If you're having trouble forgiving yourself for things that you might have done, the idea of working with this angel, how it works for you, is to help enable you to love yourself. So therefore, you let go of those things. You let go of the guilt. You let go of the memories. You let go of anything that goes along with that. And you'll start noticing that you are a very happy person. So, on that note, we're also doing readings today, guys. Free readings, angel card readings, tarot readings, also psychic readings. So if you want to call in and get a couple questions answered, the number here is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation at hand, if you have any questions about anything else, previous shows, or whatever it is, just call in and just ask the questions. I'll be glad to answer any kind of question you want. The number is 646-721-9031. Like I said, we're going over the angels of loving relationships. So, I was just looking over some things, and it's just like, you know, Jesus said that you shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then he said the second is that you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. But he said that, he also says that there is no other commandment greater than these. So if you sit and take the whole thing of love in itself, I mean, just picture it as a ball of light, a ball of energy, and just give it to somebody. Then somebody would give it back to you. And then it would just be like a chain reaction, giving, 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 giving. And then in the process, if you notice, the people are getting, they're giving, 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 but there's also someone receiving. It's a spontaneous thing. It just happens. So when you give unconditionally, you always get it back unconditionally. And in the process of giving this ball of energy to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, it will come back to you. But also the same token, if this angel is blocked in any way, or you have a blueprint that says that's not so, then the angel can only give you what you have to work with. Which means you get negative results, as in, you're giving love, but are you really giving it because you're just giving it unconditionally, or do you expect something back in return? This might actually help you understand that when you attract a certain person who has alternative motives, just take a look at yourself and see what you see. What's going on? What's happening? What's going down? Take a look at yourself. Go inwards. Do a simple meditation of just sitting there focusing. And then focus. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And then focus on that spot right behind your heart, which most people say this is the God essence, or some people see it as a pilot light, a spiritual pilot light. Now take that and focus on that and say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And at the same time you're doing this, focus on the light itself and make it bigger until it consumes your whole body, like your aura. Now this is a very good technique to do too as well, because when this light illuminates your aura and your chakras, you can see blockages that you may have. It also helps you to clear out those channels, so therefore you can hear your angels as clear as you ever did, the ones on the outer planes and also the ones on the inner planes. Now, once you relax and you have that going on, now you can take it one step further and ask your guides to guide you down a hallway. Picture yourself going down that hallway. Then you see, at the end of the hallway, you will see a door that's shut, but you can see light illuminating through it. Go to the door. Open the door, walk in, and stand before the council of the 22 angels. Look at each one of them in the eyes. Get to know them. Know who they are. And mentally you will. The telepathic thing of sitting there thinking and focusing and talking to them. You'll notice no one's moving their lips, neither are you. But you'll know exactly which angel is which. And it's just one of those simple things of asking yourself, do I have trouble with you, angel of loving relationships? And then be calm, be silent, and listen to what you see. Some people see visions, some people hear, but open yourself to whatever happens. And you will see what's blocking you from having the loving relationships that you want. And you might even, in the process of being in that loving state of working with the angel of loving relationships, you'll see other angels that you might be having problems with as well. And then you can all work together. And actually, they talk about where you can use the angel of, let me see here, the angel of illusion and reality and the angel of loving relationships. By using these two angels together, this gives you insights on seeing past the reality of what you think is going on as in problems and issues, and look past that to see the reality, the real, what's going on, and embrace that. And then the angel of loving relationships can actually open that gate and let you in, and also helps you open up to other people around you. So you can see how those two work. It's a really cool thing. You see, at the same time, there are certain things, we were talking about ailments that you can have, like if this angel is blocked. And the angel of loving relationships is connected to the ears, eyes, lungs, hands, arms, shoulders, and sight, hearing, congestion, strains, and fractures. So if you're a person, and I've had this myself, I was prone when I was younger, and I just really didn't seem to be able to have a loving relationship. Always seemed to be very close, but never really happening. And when they did happen, they wouldn't last very long. And I noticed that I had ear infections when I was in a bad relationship. I would have trouble with congestion, my hands, and my, I would like, people would probably consider it like carpal tunnel and things like that. Strains, getting muscle strains all the time. Broke my arm. Broke my fingers, you know, just things like that. And it seemed like when I started putting myself in a situation of just loving people unconditionally, I don't think I've had an accident since. And there has been one accident. It was a slight accident not too long ago, but I was preoccupied because of a relationship. How ironic that I almost got hurt and I hurt my hand. So we see that in this situation, eyes, ears, hands. And also the situation of eyes. I always have seemed to have trouble with my eyes a lot too. And if you sort of look at the situation of the ailments themselves, it's like, you know, having relationships and not having hands on hand where you don't feel like you have a handle on it. Your lungs, people have some people who get anxiety because of relationships have trouble breathing, which is a lung ailment. Some people who have a tough time with certain situations of hearing people and hearing situations for what they really are and seeing things too as well. So we have the eyes and ears right there. And the sight is not clear. Hearing and congestion. So you got these things going on. So this would tell you a lot. Okay? So take that in consideration and ask yourself if the angel of loving relationship is actually working with you or working against you. And then realize he's not working either way. He's just working with what you gave him. So take a look at your subconscious mind and see what the blueprint is. What is this angel working with? Is there some doubt in there? Is there any kind of guilt from previous situations? Or maybe you're a woman who's had an abortion and you're feeling guilty because of that, which is blocking you from having a good relationship, because at that time probably you felt like you was a very unloving person because of what you did, so therefore you don't love yourself. So it's like tracing it back to you. That makes a lot of sense. So therefore think about it. Work with the angels. It's a very good book. I was actually going to go on Amazon today and try to get a picture of it and put it on the site, but for some reason I got to work on the timing thing, because I know how to work it. How it can work for me. But the book is that I've gotten some of my information from. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price, who's also the author of a book called The Super Beings, if you're familiar with that. But this one here is called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. Each one of these angels is backed by tarot cards, so it gives you a different outlook on the tarot cards. If you are a person out there who thinks that tarot cards can be evil, or just feel uneasy about tarot cards, realize the higher arcana, the 22 cards of the higher arcana are backed by each one of these angels. So it's, you know, you have a lot of vehicles to work with. A lot of avenues, cards, books, and yourself and your angels that are around you right this minute. And like I said, today we're doing readings, so give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And really, we're like anxiously waiting here so we can actually do some reading. So if you all want to call in, doesn't care. I don't matter what the... I do not... It doesn't really matter what the questions are. Just call in, yeah. And we'll answer those questions for you. Do we have to? And I think if you're a person who no longer attracts relationships, maybe you should think about that for a minute. Because I've always said, in the process of relationships, what are relationships? It's a contact between something and something else. So the foot, your foot, is having a relationship with the floor. That is a relationship. Friendships of any kind, even if they only last for 5 or 10 minutes, they're still considered relationships. So maybe the situation of not attracting relationships, maybe you're just attracting relationships in a smaller quantity. They only last so long, and then they don't. But if you contact, as you go through your day and you walk past people and you say hi and you're sociable with everybody you come in contact with, those are miniature friendships. Yeah. So if you think about that, well, that's great. If you're a person who doesn't feel like you need to be in a relationship, you're actually in a good place. But I guarantee you're still attracting those. You're still attracting relationships into your life. Because when you get to a point where you don't need relationships anymore, you come to a good point in your life of saying, I just want to be. Therefore, you attract relationships at will anyway because of who you are. If you're a mean person, you attract chaotic relationships, and if when you're really nice, you contact nice relationships. So let's put this thing together. Is that true? Okay, energy one, that's great. My foot sometimes has a relationship with my mouth. I've had a couple relationships like that too, so that's but I'm just saying, if you're interacting with anybody, you got neighbors and that kind of stuff, if you are a friendly person and you're just friendly with everybody, you're making friends. Those are relationships. No matter how small and short term, or they don't have to be deep, loving relationships. If they're just surface relationships, they're still classified as relationship. But it's still a relationship. It's like if mean bullies attract victims, okay? That's the same thing with an abusive relationship. An abusive relationship. Say it one more time. But I don't want to say it anymore because relationships, we want to talk about the happy ones. So if you look at the situation, what it means, what bully is attracting a victim. This thing about that, guys, what does that mean? What's the bully's problem? It seems to me that the bully's problem is a fear of not having friends, so therefore he inflicts him low self on everybody. He basically forces those friendships. He forces people in a situation. He forces people to like him, sort of, you know what I'm saying? So he's always doing these negative things because of the fear that he might not ever have any of those things. And it could be money. Angels, yes, we're having a relationship right now. Yeah, we are. There you go, man. I love this. Let's just sit here and narrate this one. Are you afraid of someone getting in where you can be hurt? Well, I've always sat there and looked at situations of bullies. I've always noticed that I've seen some bullies that I've actually known. If you sit there and look at their family, that boy is usually being beat up on. So he's just passing it along, which norm, if he doesn't deal with the situation, later on he'll probably be in an abusive relationship where he's doing the exact same thing. Which we've seen before, where this person thinks that's what love's about because it's how it's been taught to him. Inside of him, he's feeling like that's not true, but he's still acting out anyway. And we're hoping he gets past the whole point, but that's one of those things of looking at these angels and getting back to the whole thing and say, okay, the blueprint here says, and his subconscious mind can only produce the results of being a bully and attracting victims because he's a victim in himself. We know this, you know, from experience, and you think, and I mean, I'm just saying with my work and everything else, we've seen this before. The reason he attracts bullies, attracts victims, is because he's a victim himself. Yeah, bullies are insecure people. Exactly. So when we sit here and look at that whole thing, he's hurting. So he's attracting a victim who more than likely has been hurt in other ways. But if you have people, could you get an angel card for each person in the chat and kind of many interpret the meaning of each of us? Yeah, sure. Let's sit here and look at the whole thing, guys. What was I thinking here? Okay. We're going to try this, okay, guys? So I've never done this before. Rip, bum, bum, dun, dun, dun. Let's start with Angel Violet. Okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards, and we're going to sit here and do this. I have never done this before. I'm actually chatting directly to the chat room because I've always had my little thing here where I'm looking for callers to call in right this minute and for us to start taking some calls so I can answer some questions, because this is, I guess you would say, really, realistically, that's my favorite time of the show. Of answering everyone's questions and for everybody calling in and talking to us. So let's let our guards down and say, okay, angels, let's bring those callers in here so we can answer their questions. So we should have a very full queue in about a minute. So let's look for that. I will say Angel Violet. I'm shuffling the cards. And if you could instruct me in the chat room to tell me when to stop shuffling, I will give you a card out of my angel deck. So if you can hear me, let me know when to stop. Amy, how you doing? At this time, it'd be great if one of my friends would just call in, and we could actually really talk on the subject here, or just, I guess you'd say, somebody to bounce off of. I had it. My co-host has been kind of under the weather this week, and I've been hoping for her to come in, and she's not here yet. So we're patiently waiting, and I hope she's fine, because I told her to take her time. Okay. Angel Violet, now signal me when to stop. Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm great, Amy. So I'm just saying, if you could call in and if I could just talk to you for a half hour and talk about some subjects that we can relate to the other people out here, it'd be great. Okay. I'm just saying, if you don't have to, but I will say one thing. I do miss talking to you, so therefore, I miss all my friends. Okay, Angel Violet, the card that came out for you was the career transition card. And I guess you would say a mini interpret would be your life purpose is triggering. Sweet. Okay. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So at this time, I would say for the next month, what you need to do is do meditations like I do, where you just kind of like let yourself go so completely that your hands are actually draping or settling on the floor, leaving yourself wide open so you can hear the guidance so clear. Okay? Because it's coming. It's going to pop in, and it's part of your life purpose. So if you think you're already doing your life purpose, then it's just going to be an extension of that. And we're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time. I just feel like it's, because when I actually look at it, it's almost like step, 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 step. So it's another level of your, it's another level of your career. And I hope that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, let me know. Okay? And then, hello? Look, it's Bullet Guy, 37. How you doing? Okay, and now we're going to go into Baby Bins. Is Baby Ben still in there? I don't see him. But I still see the name. Okay, well, let's just do this. I hope he's listening. We'll go, I for some reason I get that whole thing going. Baby Ben's, I know you're a woman, sorry. It's just one of those things, I'm trying to pick up some things here. Let's see, hold up. She's not calling in, man. I'm sorry, am I talking out loud? I did talk out loud, didn't I? I have changed careers. I was a charter accountant. I am now studying to be an astrologer. Well, it's going to be one of those things. I know once you get into spiritual lifestyle, and I've done readings for almost 20 years, and there's been so many levels of just keep getting more and more and more to the point right now. I mean, I just kind of like wing it. To the point where not even winging it. It's just so spontaneous to the point where so many things have happened to me, I'm having a hard time. And what I mean by have a hard time, it's one of those parts of accepting everything. You know, self-acceptance and realizing just how powerful a person I really am and wanting to use that in a constructive way to help each and every one of you. And Baby Benz, I'm actually shuffling your cards as we speak. All I need for you to do is come in there and say, stop. Or now, whichever one's good for you. And we're still shuffling there, Baby Benz. So give me a, so just tell me when to stop. That is what happens to me, just flowing with the universe. Well, keep flowing so that you have many levels. There's going to be constant levels and constant progression, but I'm just saying, okay, thank you. You're going to have those all the time. But there's some major ones coming here really soon, so just let those happen when they go to, because I mean, You're now studying to be an astrologer. I just feel like there's some opportunities coming to actually do that work a whole lot sooner than you think you are. All right. shit. I'm sorry, shoot. baby bends. This is funny. Yeah, because I got the card again. It's called Career Transition. Now, if y'all want to talk about angels and names, this is Archangel Chamuel. That's spelled C-H-A-M-U-E-L. That's an archangel. And basically it says, like I said before, I mean, I can actually sit there and I don't know if I can do this or not. I'm going to sit there and get some additional information. Okay. As soon as we get to the thick root here. So hold on, baby Benz. We're looking at your card real closely and getting in a really strong... okay. I'm looking... Okay. This one here basically says that your prayers have been heard. Your prayers for help with your career. Okay, you've been praying. Yeah, why don't you do that, Angel Violet? If you want me to try one out on you, I would definitely love that. This here is basically said what we're getting here is that you've been praying for help for with your career, and it's now occurring. Sometimes change is perceived as stressful, yet that this angel is helping you to clear the old from your life to make way for the new. So there's a lot of things you're still working through. So pay close attention to repetitive ideals, dreams, visions, as these are divinely inspired roadmaps pointing the way along your desired path. You may not see the entire road or where it's leading, but each step will be lit along the way. I guess you will sit there and look at the situation of when you're driving a car. You keep going forward to your goal. When basically you can only see 200 feet, so you get your goal 200 feet at a time, but you still keep going because you have that confidence in the road that's ahead of you. So what they're saying here basically is there's a career transition and the choices that you made with this that you need to understand. The road is very clear, okay? It's very clear. So you need to follow it, almost like to the point where this is a thought or a thing that you already know. It's just to keep going forward with the situation. Archangel Chamuel is actually Chamuel's name. His name means he who sees God. His abilities to see clearly helps us find things, situations, people. He's renowned for helping people find the career best suited to their purpose and passion. Call upon Chamuel as your career counselor often. And if you lose something, he's good for helping you find that too. You're welcome. So we're going to keep going down the little list here. I'm going to check on something, see if we have any callers coming in there. I don't see any callers. I'm trying to figure out if it's me. I'm trying to figure out if anybody would have any insights with me personally too as well, and see if I might have some kind of blocks working here that I'm not aware of, or maybe I have certain fears because of the financial things that are going on around me. If you can give me some insights, I'd be more than happy to listen to anything or anyone on what they have to say. So let's go back and let's check out some things here. Let's go on to Bullet Guy. We're going to shuffle your cards up, buddy. So all I need for you, if you're still in the room, which I think you still are, I saw you. I still see you in there. So let's shuffle the cards, man. I want to see... You live on the other side of the world. Well, too bad, Angel Violet, that you don't have Skype, because I got Skype. If you call Block Talk Radio through Skype, it's free. I found that out the hard way, too, so... Bullet, oh, he's there. Get him shuffling your cards, everybody. And just tell me when to stop shuffling, and I'll give you the card that fits you as well. Okay. I live in New Jersey. That's okay. I've actually been to New Jersey. I like New Jersey. No, 3 hours every night is a lot. And there just aren't that many listeners on BTR. A couple hours, a couple hundred at any given time. And we've already called into the talk to talk to you several times and don't want to call too much. Well, you can call as much as you want. I love answering questions no matter what. I just want to sit here and say, call as many times as you want. There you go. How do you get those little pictures on your names? There was a lot of people this morning. Okay, guy, where you at? Bullet guy. Okay, I stopped. I must buy one. I think definitely will now. You must buy one, Angel Violet. I don't understand what you're saying. I must buy one. Just clarification. Oh, I did stop. Bullet guy already stopped. And something? This is getting kind of crazy. Because I've actually shuffled these cards for three different people and I've gotten the same card every time. And it's kind of amazing how someone brought it to my attention to even do this. Yes. So that must be some kind of theme. Are you a blonde Angel Violet? I just thought I'd relay that question in case you didn't hear it. Angel Violet, microphone for Skype. Microphone for Skype. Yes, why? Actually, I used to talk through Skype on my computer before I got a mic, so I think you can do that. No, it's the card. Like I said before, we went over the thing about career change and career opportunities and things that are going on with you. So take that into consideration of what's going on right now, because there's a lot of things going. Is anyone answering questions in the chat room? Is anyone? Yes. I'm answering questions in the chat room as we speak, but no one's really told me any questions. So we're actually doing angel cards where we're actually pulling one card out for each person. And right now, the way things have been going, we've actually pulled the career transition card out three times for three different people. So just ask the question, why is everyone hanging their careers? Because I think what the problem is, well, this won't say this. Don't say it's not a problem. What I think is going on is it's 2011, and this is a transition year, but also at the same time, what the situation is looking at everything going, what the heck's going on? Well, what's going on? It's 2011. This is a manifestation year, so if you think it's going to happen, so if you're thinking about you don't like where you're working at, just that one thought's going to manifest something of another choice. So let's say you get fired. If you get fired, look at it for what it is. It's an opportunity to go somewhere else. And don't put any anger into it because it'll just hold you back. So you just move on. That's right. We're all going, and that's another thing too about 2011. It's going to actually set the tone for 2012 because of everybody accepting the change of where you need to go and what you need to do, which is also the idea what you love. I guarantee you, it's what you love to do. And it's like, hello, everybody in the chat room. As you come in, we're saying, hi, how you doing? And we also have a lady who's, well, hold on. We have a question of, I would like to ask a question about my love life. Bullet guy, career transition. Like I said before, it's showing, and we think about it too, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So this is one of the things of opening your mind up to what you love to do, and don't be surprised if you're not doing it before the end of the year. What will be happening for Valentine's Day? Will I be celebrating? Okay, gotcha. I was like, what the heck's that word? Some kind of carnivore. I don't know what it was. And I have to. Yeah, the more you, and I guarantee you, the more you accept, yes, bullet guy, you're going to date the right woman, the right female for Valentine's Day, but what is this thing I keep seeing with you? There's Do you think you have, I don't know, I keep seeing more than just one. Also, with the other one, slow down, guys. Okay. The way it comes to me, Bullet Guy, you're going to date the female, you're going to date the right female for Valentine's Day, but not the one you think. There's actually one who's a whole lot better for you that you're going to see here in the next couple days, I guarantee you. Also, you will be with your cat. Okay. Wow. So we're looking at the situation of KC940 celebrating Valentine's Day. Will you be celebrating Valentine's Day? This is the way I see it. You should actually celebrate Valentine's Day anyway, and be happy and loving to everyone around you. I keep getting a break with you. You need a break. So therefore, you need to love unconditionally that day, just for the heck of it, of doing it. And I think you're going to attract somebody else that day because of your loving feelings. Also, be who you are, because that's what's going to help you more than anything else in the world. Do not listen to your friends who say you should do this and this and this. If you do, you're in trouble. You should also look at the way they are right now, too. I always say that to everybody. Don't take advice about relationships from a person who doesn't know what that's all about, which means their life does not reflect that. What should you give her? I'm sorry, guys, but you know, the ideal of what you should give her was the fantastic... I would sit there and use a meditation and say, okay, angels, what's the most loving thing I could do that would really express how I feel at this moment? And what I get really closely is not a big old thing of roses. It's more of roses, but not in the sense of a big, you know, big bouquet, big bundle of them. It's more of, I keep getting yellow, pink, red, and white. And a nice white with a little symbol on the side of the vase. Okay? Try that one out. Wow. She can hear, okay. So... go back and, hey, guess what? I'm sorry, I'm going into languages here. Okay, guys, I'm going to answer another question, and then we're going to go back in the chat room and we'll pull some more angel cards for everybody else, okay? So just take a call and answer some questions. Area code 908, you're on the air, and how are you? Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you. This is Bullet Guy.
How you doing?
Now, you were just saying in the chat, because I asked you, let me just tell you first. There was a
sure.
girl that I hung out with all last year, and the thing is that, in a way, I knew that I wasn't going to be with her, because we were just friends, and even though I knew I wasn't going to be with her, that didn't make me not like her.
Right.
But she left on New Year's Eve for school, and she's already dating somebody.
Okay.
So, where she's at school, which it's no problem, you know. I kind of knew that we weren't going to be together, but cause I asked you about Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And cause I asked you if I was going to be with the right person around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you see a couple females around me, mostly the females that I know now are drew the church that I'm in.
They're what?
Drew the church that I'm in.
Okay.
The church that I attend. And
okay. Go ahead.
Do you have
sorry.
Like a picture of the person that I'm going to be dating?
Well,
And if you don't, it doesn't matter.
I get a girl with long brown hair. And she's got curls at the end.
Oh, cool.
And she's got a really, really sweet complexion. She seems to, I guess some people would call her homey, but I call her natural.
Oh, okay.
Freckles.
Oh,
really
okay.
Soft.
You know what, freckles?
Yes.
What, you said brown hair, or would it be red hair?
Well, it's like this. It's like, it's brown... but when you look at it, it has a red tint to it.
Okay. That actually verifies something. That's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
Now, I don't really have a career. I haven't worked in a couple of, since 2003. I've been on Social Security, like SSI, that Supplemental Security Income.
Right.
Do you see like that change? Do you see?
That's like a disability thing, isn't it?
Yes. Do you see that changing this year?
Yeah, I do. I see it. I was going to say, career changes are happening all year. So what I was sitting there saying to you was, if you're not in it, it's going to happen. But I get the impression it's something that you really, really do love, and you've been drawn to it for a very long time. It's just the ideal of a right opportunity coming along to point it out to you and then accepting it. I get about 6 months.
Oh, six months. That's cool. Somebody... Wait.
You okay?
Oh, no, I hear you. Well, thanks a lot for the reading.
Your dog, what kind of dog?
Oh, a Boston Terrier and a Lhasa Apso.
Gosh, you got some really strong personality dogs there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my Boston, yes, she's a good girl.
She's got a thing with her hands. I call it paws, but she uses them like hands. Does that make sense to you? She uses her paws like hands.
Yes. Yes, that makes very good. She'll, like, if you're not paying attention to her, she'll go in the back of you and start taking her paws and trying to, like, push you to get her attention.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Tell him I said hi. For some reason, I need to say, hey, guys, how's it going?
That's funny.
So, that's they're cool dogs, man, so... Do you have any more questions that you'd like to ask before you go?
I guess, like, if you see me, like, this year, like, if you see me moving into a different apartment.
The way it comes to me, I don't really feel like you should move just yet. I feel like it's more of a next year kind of thing.
Yeah, see, a lot of people have told me that.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to ask that. A lot of people, because... And the place that I applied for during the end of summer, I'm only allowed to take one. I didn't even know if I got approved, but in that place, I would only allowed to be taking one dog.
Right.
And I have to take wherever I go. I have to take two of my dogs. And the thing is, my older dog Snoopy, he's like 14, so he's like up there in age. But I just have a feeling that he's gonna live a lot more longer.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So I'm just saying with the situation, it's best you don't do that just yet because it's going to play itself out where things are going to work out in your favor, so that's why you should wait.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot for the readings. Have a great night, and I have the web on with your blog to radio, so I'll listen to it through the web.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, and you have a great night. And thank you. Thank you for the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All
now.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go back to the chat room here. And let's do a couple more cards, huh? What do you say? Right now, we're getting down to Energy One. Are you still with us? Yes. Okay, Energy One, I'm actually shuffling your cards as we speak. All I need you to do is tell me when to stop. All right, let's go shuffling away. Shuffling. I'm having a great time here, guys. Really working on the thumbs and the finger muscles. I have a very huge deck. I actually have Dorian Virtue's Angel Cards, Healing with the Angels, and the Archangel deck. Okay, stop. And I put both the decks together, so it's one big deck. It was just giving me like a message that says that the angels and the archangels work together, so... Why not put them in the same deck to work together as well? So it gives us really powerful answers. And your Energy One, would you like to take a guess of what the card is? Go ahead. I bet you can guess this one, can't you? What is this card I just pulled out of the deck? I bet you anything you can tell me what this card is. And I'm not going to give you a hint either because it's pretty. I'm going to go over this again, and I'm going to sit there and read the whole definition to you. Okay, and I think it needs to be said, no. No what?
I don't know what the thing is here, guys, but there's a lot of things here going on. Career, yes. Exactly, it's career. And this year, that's what I would say to you. This year, your life purpose is basically triggering a busted life change. I think there's a lot of things happening here in the next 2 months. And I also feel like by the end of the year, a lot of things are going to be different, and you're going to look back on this year and say, okay, never saw that coming, but it was definitely a great change in my life. You want me to shuffle again? Okay, we'll shuffle again. I have no problem with that, but I still feel like there's some things changing. Sometimes when it comes to life changes, guys, sometimes it's the simplest little thing of you're changing your thinking on some things, and it could still be in the same career that you're already in. So take that under advisement, too. Change is change. Change happens every day. We all know this. Change happens. It could be just simply being in the same career and just having a change of thinking. That could definitely change everything that's going on. And I will say one thing, too, Energy One. We're trying to shuffle the deck here. And for some reason, shuffling this deck is getting difficult. Okay? That would tell me in some ways there's a lot of things that are going on. So, and I do really feel a strong impression here of change of thinking, of perception, and looking past the illusion of what's going on right now to see certain things going on. We had this morning. I was actually on Courtney's show. Courtney's Intuitive Corner, which was on this morning at 10 o'clock, and we had a lady on there who it's just sometimes with transitions, people have a hard time with transitions. Thank you. And you can actually do the whole thing there. It's a different thing. You are so right. Thank you. All right, we're pulling your card out. You know something? If you want to shuffle again, that's great. But I'm just saying, change is change. And if you're already in your career, as you think you are, it could be such change in thinking. Then you should do that. Because the same card has come out of the deck again. I shuffled as much as you told me. When you stop, I stop, I swear. And now we have this thing here where it says career transition. So I would definitely take that into looking at the situation. You're blessed. It's like, it's right here. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career. It keeps ringing with me, resonating. So take a look at the situation. Look what's going on. Like I said before, you're looking past the illusion of what's really going on. To get past that whole thing. Career again. Yes, sirree. So what's up, Amy? Why don't you call in and say hi? I miss our intelligence. I mean, I like having your conversations with you because you're so bright and so incisive. But it's a challenging thing sometimes. I love that. So I look at that as a very strong characteristic of yours. And don't change that. Okay, thank you. So I am on there, okay. I'm going to go to... We actually have a person, and I don't know... Okay, we went to... Let's go to KC940. And I'm going to... If you're in the room here, I'm shuffling your cards. Okay, I'm shuffling your cards. So, Amy is, she's the one that said, like O-O-T-U-T-U. That's Amy. That's who Amy is to me. I am Amy. There you go, right there. She just told you. Okay, I'm shuffling the cards there. KC. I will in a bit. Me, a challenge. Gotcha. No, I understand the challenge part. Believe me, I saw that picture very clearly. I'm not hearing the show, but my question is, well, I'm just saying to you, okay, I'm shuffling cards. I'm going to shuffle a card for you and give it to you about the direction my relationship is heading. Whether we will be together or not, no, together any longer. Oh, I hate to. You know, the idea of the whole thing is, write this down real quick. Different. Okay, I did that wrong, huh? Direct. Okay, I'm back. I hear you now. Okay, I was going to write something back and say, okay. He is shuffling cards for you. Yes, I'm shuffling cards for you. And I stopped for a minute to write you an answer to your question. But I am shuffling the cards now as we speak. Okay, guys? Shuffle. And KC, just tell me when to stop shuffling, all right? Because with your relationship, the way it came to me very strongly is two people going in two different directions. It's just the idea of sitting down and focusing and realizing, okay, I stopped, and realizing that you already know what you need to do. It's just the idea of coming to terms with that. Because it's a hard thing to, okay. Okay, we're going to pull a card out for you. You know some guys, are you guys all going through career changes or something? Now, so I'm going to sit here and go over this real quick, okay, guys? It says career transition. Now, career transition doesn't mean that you would be actually leaving your career. It just means it's a transition within. It's kind of funny, too, because the angels are talking, guys. I can feel the heat, the warmth of my head, okay, surrounding me. So please take a look at these things when it says career transition, because this card keeps coming out. And the possibility of that happening every time, we all know this is pretty much an impossibility. And I'm telling you right now. And also with KC, the ideal of this relationship is also hindering you and keeping you back. And it seems like it's also affecting your career and what you need to be doing. So the career transition, it talks about transition with you. Okay? Transition with, because it begins. Okay, I keep getting a new beginning with you personally, but the beginning is you, okay? You have a very strong drive, and you've lost that because of the person you're with, because of what the imposing of almost like being drained of him taking this thing from you. And WV2107, my job ended today. Hooray, okay? You should look at that, okay? We were talking about that before a while ago and say, okay, if your job ended today, it means it's sending you into a different direction of where you should be at. So take it as an ending and the beginning of something else. Okay, so I think also the common denominator here, guys, is we're all working on ourselves, so continue to do so, okay? All right? And like I'm saying before, I think we should not be sorry for him. We should also be happy for him, because that means there's something else coming into his life that's going to be a whole lot better than where he was. I guarantee it. Okay, guys? So this, come on. It's like someone passes on. When someone passes on, you know, I like those wakes where we celebrate, because it's the end of one, but the beginning of something brand new. So let's go. I'm going to check real quick, guys, and okay, guys, I mean, yes, hold on. You know, sometimes it really throws me off when I look in my queue and there's no numbers. Well, I should be looking at the whole thing, because when you call on Skype, sometimes your name is about the size of where it says no caller, so I have a tendency to miss it. So I'm going to take a call, and then we'll go right back in the chat room. Okay, guys, we've got plenty of time. We've got an hour and 51 minutes. If anybody's out there is listening in who wants to call in and get a couple questions answered, the number here is 646-721-9031. Also, we were talking about earlier that I also do private readings. As of February 14th, the rates that we have right now are going to change and go back to the regular ones, which have changed as well. Right now, my regular readings go for $125 an hour, and my half-hour readings go for $75 an hour, half an hour, and then for 15 minutes is $25. But right now, until the 14th, you can still get your $10 reading for an hour and your $5 reading, or you can buy blocks of time. Once you buy a block of time, I will honor every each one of those hours. Okay, I will keep track. I have a nice filing system now, so we can keep track of all those things. So if you call in before the 14th, you can still buy those blocks of time, which is, if you buy 11 one-hour readings, that's $100. If you buy six 1 hour readings, that's $50. If you buy six half an hour readings, that's $40. So get in there before the 14th, guys. We're also saying if you want to donate money to the show for readings, do so as well. All we ask you is that we don't, the idea of accepting anything lower than $5, we won't do that right now. Okay, so if you want to donate money just for the heck of it, we appreciate everything we get. Be great. Fantastic. Love every one of you. If you want to donate money for a reading, all we ask is no bids lower than $5. But definitely get those things in before the 14th, guys. Things are really kicking in right now. We're getting so booked. Basically, what it is, a lot of things, we're just so booked. We're getting booked full every day. It's just like each day is like two, three. Next day, four, five. It's getting bigger and bigger. So we have to cut back on those things. So therefore, I hope you all understand, and I hope you see what we're trying to do here and work with us. And I thank you for your patience and your understanding. And there we go. And the number to call me is 937-838-6337. Again, the number is 937-838-6337. And my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So get in there for the 14th, guys. I love to work with each and every one of you. I love doing this kind of work. But I have to watch certain things with taking on too much because I don't like migraines. I swear I don't. And they have a tendency. I do a lot of chakra clearings. I'm trying to do a lot more and to keep that going on. But with the situation of certain things expanding in my life right now, I'm just, basically really wanting to keep in the now and keep in the black. So I hope you all understand. Anyway, let's go back to our show here. We were still on the show on the Angel of Loving Relationships, and we're seeing a lot of cards in the chat room. That was kind of amazing. I've done all the readings I've done with pulling up one card have all come to the career transition, and everybody's understanding why, so that's cool. Okay, we're going into the chat. Here we go. We're going to answer a question for Ashel. Just go in and bring him on. And hello, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello? Or are you just listening? Well, okay. Hello? I thought you were... Hello? 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 Well, let's put those guys back on mute there. Let them listen to the show. And let's go back in the chat room where we're down to... We did KC. Psychic Man. Okay. Angel Violet. Sorry. I do not know what's up with that one. Be right back. Okay. I need fluids, and I don't have any fluids. Okay. KC, with the situation of wondering about anybody else, and the situation is to focus on you. That takes focus away from you, and you really need, and Angel Violet, the question reading is about your book. It is, yes. The book is definitely, I see, every time when you said books, I saw two steps upwards. So it's definitely the book. Okay, the book is a start, but it's going to really, I guess you would say, channel out to a lot of the things that are going to come with it, okay? No, yes, maybe, but, when we're sitting here talking about mixing things up there, I mean, we got the same card every time, and I shuffled it. So I think it's one of those things. It could be also, I've noticed that with the shows, we always, for some reason, a theme has a tendency to take on its own energy with the show, so I have a tendency to look at that whole thing. And loving relationships, if you look at the loving relationships themselves, I mean, having a relationship with your career, your life, you, the whole thing that goes on with it, makes perfect sense. And I was going to say, well, KC, it's like the idea, you do not need to focus on if you're seeing someone or not. The idea you need to do is focus on yourself and focus on what you want and focus on the person that you want to be with. This is, I'm just saying, this is something that's egotistic that you need the answer to, and you don't need the answer to. It's a curiosity, but the curiosity is struck. No, he doesn't. It's one of those things. He doesn't. Let me explain the whole thing, okay? Just because he doesn't want to be with you, doesn't make you less of a person. It doesn't make you less of a person. It's the ideal of being loving. We were talking about this with the angel of unconditional love and freedom. The idea of loving people unconditionally is to realize that he's destined for somebody else, and so are you. So love him and let him go. That's the simple line here. It's all be loving and caring and say, okay, if I'm destined for somebody else, then he's destined for somebody else. And maybe he might be with that somebody else already. So just let that go. And let's focus on our lives. Come on, focus on your life. Focus on your career. Focus on everything with you. I keep getting children with you, too. Yes, exactly. So I'm sitting here going, okay, the next one I want to do a card reading for is I'm going to call you Lee. Lesarbres, okay? I am shuffling the cards as we speak for you. All I need you to do is tell me when to stop. I have a tendency to hum when I shuffle. Okay, sorry, guys. But I thought it was a good song myself. So let's take a look at the situation. Come on, let's do that whole thing. Jibble, jibble. And I want you all guys to remember, too, that the audiences out here in Blog Talk Radio can get really big. Big, big, big. Trust me, I've had over 125 people listening to my show one time. Yes, I do. Okay, buddy, I got you. You caught me right in a shuffle, so let's see what we come up with this one. Okay. Forgive me, guys. It's been one of those days where I've been sitting too long. My legs are cramping. Like you really want to hear that one, huh? Okay. I got to go. You know there's a 30-second delay right now for audio? Yes, I do. So if you're listening to the show and you're listening to me, listening to it on the, if you called in on the phone or Skype or something like that, yeah, you're right. There's a difference there. So it's okay. It's okay. Okay, I haven't heard for a year. I haven't heard for a year, and something keeps saying to it, do it, do it, and I feel so guilty. But you know how hard it is to get things published. No, angel, come on. We know for a fact that nothing's hard. It's our mind, our thinking. It tells us that. And people around us, because they're not getting what they want, we need to be a good example and show them exactly what we can get. Lee, the card I picked up, was it a show tune? Okay, I don't know what that means. The card came out. Okay, guys, this is what I'm going to say to you guys right now. If anybody could call in, it'd be great. Because I want to sit there and prove something to somebody that I'm not picking this up because it's a confusion of picking the energy up from the room. I pick up the energy from each individual. Okay? And what I'm picking up here is I tied 8 agents and they rejected me. Well, what we're saying, Angel, is I'll give you an example. Okay, guys, listen up. This is the idea of a tip for a law of a manifestation. Okay, it's the idea of accepting your manifestation. Okay, accepting your desire and accepting it just the way it's going to manifest itself. Okay, if you're trying to manipulate that to happen, okay, fine. Now, if you've gone and you've done this, it's like asking yourself, did I connect with my angels and did my angels send me to these agents? And if you come up with the answer that you did it on your own, this is what we're trying to say of manipulating this the way you want to go instead of listening to your guidance and letting it lead you where you need to go. Okay? Because the idea of getting your book out, for example, there was a rock group, I can't remember the name of it was, but they sit there and they were making a lot of money by promoting their own album. They went to a place and got it all recorded and everything like that. And then we started hearing it on the radio as a very popular song. So we thought it was with an album cover, which the label didn't come till afterwards. But they went a different route, but they still got their objective, just in a different way than most people would have seen it. But it did happen. Okay? And the same thing with a lot of situations I've been into where getting an apartment before I had the money to actually pay for it, which came afterwards. And we have these things where we can actually have e-books. It's just the idea of getting your information out to the people who need this information, who need this book, and to find that avenue to do that. And the agents that you went to just wasn't interested in the whole thing because there was just certain things that wasn't supposed to happen. So what you're doing is look at the rejections and stop using the word rejection and look at it as leading me to the right person. Okay? And like I said with Lee, you got the show tune. I got the freaking career transition card again, which I thought was very interesting in itself. So I was taking a look at that whole thing, and I'm going to sit here and do this, guys. We're going to take a couple calls, and like I said, Lee, I got a card for you, the career transition card. I feel like very strongly with that whole thing that you need to definitely look at that, okay, and look at the situation of making a transition. Not the ideal, okay? And area code 914, you're on the air, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Psychic Man, or what's your name? I'm enjoying your show immensely. The more I listen to you, the more I say, yeah, this guy got it.
So do me a favor. Just speak up just a little bit more, because I can hear you, but it's like you're in a tin can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, what's your name?
Celeste.
What is it?
Celeste? Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting. I like unique names because they're so individual. So, you know, you don't hear those anymore. And we hear some wild names like Blanket. I mean, just be honest with the whole thing. Calling someone Blanket. You know, was he looking for comfort there? Was he going through his Lionel stage? You know. But
Celeste is an old name though. It's just, you know.
Yes, it is.
Been around
yes,
for
it
a
is.
While.
I mean, it's been around for a while, but you don't hear it.
You don't and hear it, yeah.
And when you do hear it, that's what I tell people all the time, when you start hearing names like that, you should pay attention to that thing because it's crossing your path for a reason, and there's something about it. Because one day I was sitting there, I never heard the name Destiny. And in the course of one day, I heard the name six times.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I'm working for the carnival. What are you trying to tell me, guys? And they're saying, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's why there's so much difficulties for certain things going on. It's like, remember the first year you were doing this? Things went your way because that was the course for you to take. This
right.
time you're hiding. So I'm like, and your destiny's calling you. So, because I was working for the carnival, and I've actually done this the last couple of years. Every time I start working for anybody on doing anything else besides this, I end up doing this for other people anyway. So... if that's not a sign, I don't know what a sign is, okay?
Hey, you pulled the card for me, and of course it came up the career card, but now that I believed you were right on, but now I'm here and my energy is closer to you. Can you give me any more information the angels might be trying to get to me?
Yeah, they say, listen. And it's like, don't worry. It's like, don't worry, child, because it's like one of those things. I don't know if they call you child when you talk to them yourself. But that's the thing I heard the quickest was, child, you need to listen. And I almost get a very strong impression here with your grandmother being in the background in this whole thing, too, as well.
Well, when it comes to, you know, family, I wasn't raised by my natural family, and I wasn't too close to my sort of guardian family, so I don't get too much, you know, understanding the contact because I didn't know them and I don't really feel them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
I'm just saying, I get a strong impression with your grandmother.
Okay.
Okay, just because there were certain things, and I feel like she's passed, and there's something about the whole thing where she's with you, okay, and it's very strong. And it's like one of those things of saying, maybe I didn't know you, but maybe I knew you better than you thought. And the idea of a swift kick in the butt would not hurt right now. Just take it for, you know... sometimes a little bit of motivation, I think, the whole thing. I'm just saying she's very strong. And sometimes, I've seen this before, too. Sometimes there's something I can't get clarification on. I had a lady I did a reading for who was not raised by her natural parents.
Right.
But her grandmother was with her so freaking strong. And you guys understand one thing. Once you're in the spirit world, there are no restrictions, and you can do what you want. And they have that certain kind of pulling towards somebody would free those restrictions, and that person would be with you because they wanted to be with you in life in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I pick up on, I keep getting father, grandmother, and I keep getting it's your mother, it's your dad's mother. Try to get that one out. So you can take it to the bank or whatever, but it's the idea of trying to affirm to you that on your left side that someone is talking to you.
Hmm.
I get right side angels, left side I'm here. Okay, so take that the way you want to do it. I'm just saying it kind of helps you with your guidance, because when I think sometimes when we do know more about that, it's easier to let your guard down to accept the guidance that's coming through.
Okay.
And you definitely need to focus on you and what you're trying to do, career, the whole thing. But I just feel like I see all these things out there like they're extensions of you, but they are you. So you definitely have to stick with, you have to focus and really work with yourself here and be really content in what you love to do and love yourself at the same time as well. And you're not going to you're not really going to have a tough time attracting anybody out there, okay?
Okay. I'll work with that.
Yeah, the relationship thing is, people, it's like if you are a person who is career oriented, and relationships and everything they're all intertwined with each other.
Right.
And they all work together. They are all accomplished through the same energy, love. So if you're having a tough time getting a job, ask yourself if you really love what you're actually going after.
Yeah.
And you might find out why you can't get it.
You're right about that. No, that's correct.
So I'm telling you right now, I'm connected to you right now. I was still sitting there and said, I know for a fact it was just the idea of saying, okay, guys, I'm talking to this lady, and I still see the career card, and I still feel that transition. I feel you as in a transition period, and this is like one of those years of getting exactly what you want, but opening yourself up and letting down the resistance to accept just that.
Mm-hmm.
God, it gives me shivers thinking about it.
Yeah. I want to do different... I can't put a title on it, but I want to basically do what you're doing in a way. I want to do the counseling part.
Uh-huh.
More on the metaphysical side. I mean, that doesn't have to be a career that brings me money, but that's what some things I want to do with my life to help, contribute to,
Mm-hmm. Progression. Yeah, it's definitely one of those progression things of looking at it and saying, I'm just saying, open your mind up to whatever happens. Because, I mean, when I started doing this, it was just the idea of doing readings on the phone. And then next thing I know, it was one of those things of, since that happened, of being traveling all over the world. Well, not the world yet, but I've traveled almost every state in the union.
Yeah.
And, certain things like that, and they happened in certain ways. But there was a couple here that happened not too long ago when they fell into place. It was just the idea of listening and say, okay, this is what I want to do, and then looking at the situations and then play out the way they wanted to, which defied reality, because when I went to Colorado, I didn't spend a dime. An opportunity came to me to take me from Wisconsin to Colorado, and I didn't spend a dime. I mean, if you want to talk about, when I was driving with the person who was actually taking me back to Colorado to, for this whole thing to start, I did pay for my drinks and the food that I ate and that kind of stuff, but even that, she bought dinner, and she was just like very accommodating, really nice person.
It's like the universe starts assisting you with whatever you truly want to do for others. I'm trying to tiptoe around the word purpose, because what is that? Everybody said, oh, what is my calling? I mean,
hey, what is your calling?
Yeah,
your calling is to listen.
Exactly, and to become more aware, conscious. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you ever get a chance, take advantage of the rates I've got going right now and get you an hour reading. I'd definitely love to sit down and talk to you.
At this time, you have your rates are so great. That's why I know you're going through whether you want to, increase your rate, and people are telling you to increase your rate. But I mean, you do a good service, and it's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, because I told everybody, I said, I got to take everything back up to after the 14th, because I have some expenses that I want to keep up. I want to do this. I just feel like I want to do the work. And I tell people all the time, go ahead and donate some money to the show and say, yeah, I'd like to have a reading for that $5. No problem. I'm just saying, with the other aspect of the whole thing of $125 for an hour, really, is really cheap. Still cheap. So, I'm just saying, my angels are talking to me right now, saying, you know something, you need to do what you got to do. You are very talented, very, 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 your services are needed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you also need to be feeling, because we're talking about, when I start to have shows, I'm talking about manifestation, to go after what you want, I can't settle. And actually be right with myself, you know, I got to practice what I preach too as well. So I tell everybody, I said, yeah, my rates are that. But also the same thing, if you come and get a reading with me, I guarantee everybody else has been, even at those rates, I was living in Colorado charging $100 an hour. And people thought that was too cheap. Because the readings I would do for people, I mean, in a course of an hour, if you sit down with me at my table, you probably get three readings, a palm reading, and anything else that goes along with me, because I'm a curious person too. So when I'm doing readings for people, I go to all avenues to make sure I get all the answers. So when you leave out that door in an hour, you're going to go, whoa, could you write that down for me? You know. So it's one of those things that I just really love going to bat for people, because I feel like if I never see you again, I'm hoping that you took the information and that you're living exactly that. And you don't need to come back anymore, because I'm not one of those people who says, you need me. No.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm kind of appalled by some of the internet psychics who are saying, if you don't call me right now or work with me right now, you're going to miss out on a good opportunity. I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry, dear. I don't miss out on any opportunities. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen, so take a hike.
That's
so,
right.
And this. So I'm sorry,
you're going to do fine. I'm sorry. I'm struggling trying to get my computer back up. I can't believe it. I want to listen to the rest of your show, and right now I'm trying to push escape to get out of my Oh, man. Oh, no.
I can put you back. If you're
on the
phone.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out on the line.
Are you on the phone right now?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out on your line for a bit.
Yeah, if you're on the phone, I can put you back on mute.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank
you. I appreciate the call, and give me a call, man. I mean, even if you don't get a reading, give me a call and just sit down and talk. I've got some books and stuff and information I can give to you to get you rolling in what you want to do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I mean, go out there and refer some people to me. I'll tell you right now, for every person you send to me who gets a reading from me, I'll give you a free reading. An hour.
Mm.
So just put it on for size and do what you got to do. I'm just saying, I do this with all my friends. I tell my friends, you bring people to me, I'll do you good. I'll sit there and say, hey, we'll sit down for an hour. And most of them ask questions anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurts them to go out and talk to their friends and say, oh, he's really great, $100 an hour. But I guarantee you're going to walk away going, you know, seriously, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but I'm just telling what people say. I mean, I had a biker walk in my shop one time,
mm-hmm.
and sit down and got a reading for $25, and he said it was the best $25 he ever spent. Because I told him the truth. I didn't sit there and say, well, you're a biker and you're a badass. I told him he wasn't. You're not
a
badass, man. You just play it. You just play it, man. You're just,
that's
you know.
That's the role. Yeah, that was his role. That's all. That's the role he
was
playing.
But he liked it because I sat there and told him what was up. I didn't sit there and I didn't kiss his foot. You know, I didn't do that. I sat there and told him. I said, this is what it is, guys. I said, you know, it's okay. You're a sensitive guy and that kind of stuff. You should embrace that. Because I guarantee you that people would accept that more than anything else. And no, he wasn't gay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course.
He was just a sensitive guy. We do have sensitive. I mean, I tell people all the time because they listen to me on the phone. I've actually had a couple of people thought I was gay. I said, I don't denounce that whole thing about gays and that kind of stuff, but I'm not. You can ask my girlfriends. I am definitely not.
You just wasn't playing the macho role.
Exactly. I love people, and when I'm with a woman, I show her that I do love her and care for her. And there are times when you will see me when I'm in a certain situation where if I'm threatened, I'm very protective, so therefore you will see it. But you know, I'm not a person who walks around with that freaking mask on at all. I don't like masks. I don't like talking to people in masks. I always tell people when I do relationship counseling for people that you should, from the second you meet somebody, take the mask off and trust what's happening. Because I guarantee if you lie one time, it will come back to haunt you. And you don't want that to happen, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So, sweetie, I'll just put you back on mute. You can go ahead and listen to the show, okay? If you have any more questions, I don't know. Son of a beacon.
No,
but
that's fine.
But I'm serious. Give me a call. Just talk, okay? Because I feel like I can really help you out. And I think we can help each other out. We'll just exchange things, okay?
Okay.
All righty. You're a beautiful woman. I wish you would do this kind of stuff. I think you could help out a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
All right. I'll put you back on mute there. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, back on mute. Let's go to... This is... Oh, shoot. Okay, here we go. I don't like pushing these buttons, and they don't do nothing. All right, 603.
Hey, Donnie.
Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You don't know how glad I am to hear from somebody from... Because my co-host, I thought my co-host was going to show up. I talked to her. She hasn't showed up. She's sick. So she says she's going to try, so I don't know. Then I sit there, and now it's like, okay, nobody's in the queue. That's kind of unusual. And I tell everybody, if you feel like you're misusing the whole thing, you know, call in. Because, you know, if most of you guys haven't called in for like a week or so, it's okay. Just call in, ask a couple questions, get some confirmation, and move on. It's you know, don't feel like you're hurting me at all. Because, I mean, the reason I'm doing this show, basically, really, is to reach a lot of people. I do. Yeah. So, Amy, I'm sorry. How are you?
I am great.
I'm just saying, I've okay, hang on.
I've been having a busy week, so.
You can't.
Career-wise, so.
Yeah. You're having a busy week, and you have a bunch of, I guess you would say, I don't know what you're saying. It's like looking at the situation. I was just watching my queue, how things have a tendency to jump from one position to another. It's kind of weird. No, I was just sitting there and saying you can hang out for a while, and I was going to actually, if you can, what I was going to ask you to do is I'm going to try to do a couple more, have the caller co-host with you sometimes. Oh, you're talking about Amy? Amy has.
No. I think that Lazar was talking about it the previous, like that came up when you were talking to her.
Oh, okay, because I had a couple people call in. They liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They really did, and I'm like, I said, okay, you're sick. I'm just saying, Amy, if you could sit there and do me a favor, as I do these cards and stuff, if you could just tell somebody, because I hope I'm getting through to it, and people are hearing me, but sometimes they don't.
I think so. You're coming through clear from my computer anyway.
Okay, Amy, guess what? You're actually the next one in line, so you want a card?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure, and see if you get the clear one again.
Yeah, because I sort of told the last lady who was talking on the phone, and I told her, I said, I still get the career card with you. And if you sit her talk about what she wants to do, it's basically telling her that this is the year to do that.
Yes,
and
isn't
I'm
that
just,
funny?
I was just, huh?
It isn't that
yeah.
funny.
So, yeah, Amy, I'm going to sit here and shuffle these until you tell me to stop shuffling.
Okay.
Let's all sing a song. When the sun hits your... No.
Okay, Donnie, stop.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Now, I've actually pulled the cards apart, so they're in two different decks right here. Should I shuffle it one more time, or should I just put it back together?
Put it back together. Put it
okay.
back together.
All right, we put it back together. Okay, guys.
Same one, huh?
Same. Yeah, but look at your life. You're in this career transition thing, and there's things that are going to happen that are going to have an effect on that because what you're doing. This makes perfect sense because what you're going through right now. If you're
yes,
going
actually,
to school,
I was asked by my boss to really consider if I've been doing per diem, to really consider doing full time. She'll make my schedule whatever I want.
There you guys go. You heard it here. Another person, we got a career transition card, who says she just got a career transition thing that has happened today. This is what she wants to do for the rest of her life, right? Am I right or wrong?
Well, the nursing part, yes, not
yeah,
exactly.
But it's
not exactly what I'm doing right now, but
right,
not
but
the aspect I'm doing right now, but nursing, yes.
But this is going to give you some experience, so you can actually step into that role, right?
Not so much exactly what I want to do, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, any experience logged in is a good thing.
I mean, you're dealing with some old guys here and they got some dirty minds.
Yes.
So I'm saying to deal with these guys.
Learning how to deal with them psychologically to get them to do what I want.
Exactly. But once you sit here and take it one step, what's this guy going to manifest something here real quick? This, you know, because I used to do this too. I would be working with these guys. I'm sort of going, what's this? I'm going to say to myself, that guy's going to ask me if I want a cookie. Then about 2 minutes later, people look at me like I'm crazy, right? And the guy turns around and goes, hey, man, would you like to have a couple of these cookies? And they all go, what? I said, isn't that kind of cool? You want to do it again? Because you guys think it's a, you think it's a quizziness, didn't you? They go, yeah. I said, what's this? He's going to turn around and offer me a cookie again. About 5 minutes later, the guy turns around and says, hey, man, you want another one of these cookies? And they're all like, whoa, okay. I said, come on, man. I've done it before. When I was in... in a place called Grand Junction, Colorado. I was working for the carnival. And I went down there and I saw that we had to cross this road to get to the the gas station because we had our campers and stuff in this little camp around, but you had to cross this major highway to get to the freaking convenience store. And I was sitting there going, you know something? They should have a walk button on both sides of the pole. And when I walked clear around the pole, and there was only one. Do you know, 2 days later, I just happened to notice that there were two walk buttons on that freaking pole. And a friend of mine said, well, they probably just came out and put another one there. I said, but why did they do it when I asked for it? Yeah. And the guy goes, I don't know. I do, because I asked for one. Come on, duh.
Right.
So, you know, it's like looking at things like that. And then I had a reading today, too, where they were sitting there telling me, you need to raise your prices because you need to understand and have confidence in exactly who you are and how talented you are. And people will also be understanding, and because they think that's the same thing. So you're just doing what people already want you to do, and you're following through with it. Plus, it's also what you want to do. Just be comfortable with that. Accept it. And I got this self-acceptance card, and I tell everybody, sometimes the idea of self-acceptance doesn't mean the idea of accepting you're human or accepting the circumstances and the limitations, because I've heard that in a lot of readings, too. And I think it's being too logical. They're looking at the card, and they're not really reading it deep into it. And what I do is, I've actually had a prayer where it talks about, I focus on the deeper meaning of each reading, of each person, of each card. I'm always striving to get the deeper, deeper, deeper meaning. And I've always wanted to do that constantly. And if anybody's ever heard my readings, they're pretty like, boom. And they're quick, decisive, they're in the light, they're very decisive, they're very descriptive, and they're right on the money. So I'm sitting there going, yeah, I should embrace that and say, yeah, I've been working very hard to get to that point. I mean, it wasn't something I woke up yesterday, you know, where, you know, years ago when I woke up and said, okay, I should do this. I mean, this has definitely been a progression. And I want to tell everybody out there now, you need to start. You need to do what you got to do. I guarantee you, the ideal this year is one of those things where when you put yourself in the career that you know you should be doing, don't be surprised if it really takes off. Someone's saying,
right. Hey, you need to know your own self-worth, too, and be able to,
yeah, to thyself
live,
be true.
Live in a way that you can actually afford to live, too.
Yeah, but also understand, not the idea of affording how you live. Take it one step notch up and ask yourself what you deserve. That's the problem I'm having right now. What do you deserve? I deserve the best of everything, which I've always had that attitude because I usually do that. But it's also, for some reason, there's something else in there that needs to be erased as well, because I have the attitude when I walk into places and I do things, I don't buy the cheapest because it's the cheapest. If it's cheaper, say that I walk in the store and exactly what I do want is cheaper, I will get, yeah, I'm going to get a better price. But I'm saying if I walk into a store and I say, okay, I want Muscle Milk is very expensive in some stores. I remember it was almost like $4 a bottle. And people look at me and go, why are you buying that for? Because I want it. And I'm telling the universe, I believe the universe is abundant and prosperous, so much so that I can afford that. If it's $5 a freaking bottle, I can afford that. And then you know what happens? I go to another store and find it for $2.99. See, the universe heard me say that that's what I want, but the universe also knows I want to get a better price. And they knew that. So next time I go to another store, it's $2.99. Well, I almost asked myself, what am I walking in this store for? And I saw these things, $2.99. Uh-oh. I know
I'll
now.
Be
right. Yeah. Yeah, you ask, you know, it's like the genie we were talking about before. You ask for, you know, this is your wish. Your wish is my command. Poof, there it was.
That's right.
So now we're taking to a larger scale. And I told a friend of mine, I said, the reason I was doing the thing with the $100 of the block readings was to help me understand that I can do that again. I know I've done it before, and I've been focusing, and I really have. When I was in Colorado, I used to make $100 an hour.
Yeah.
But they also sit there, I mean, I'm just saying, the angels are saying that what you're doing is a very important thing, especially at this time in this world. We're all doing it. I mean, you know, so many people are coming to this and coming to their own and coming to what they're doing. And there are other people out there who are doing totally different things than this, but they are living they're in the career that they want to be in. So there must be some kind of chain reaction here, and they're all getting paid exactly what they want, what they deserve. I mean, I sat here and told a story the other day where a lady sat down and was giving a description of what kind of management position she wanted, even down to the money she wanted. So I can't honor myself anymore by saying, okay, why am I doing that? I want to give everybody a fair price. Of course I do. But it's kind of one of those things where you start looking at things, okay, I'm telling people, you can manifest anything you want. You deserve the best. And then I'm sitting here going, I don't have anything for my milk, for my cereal. And it's because, not because I can't afford it, it's because I don't ask for what I want. And I've also been telling everybody, too, ask and you shall receive. If you have not, you have not because you ask not. I'm sitting there going, oops, am I not doing something right here? Because I keep hearing that a lot. So I'm just saying. Everybody.
It feels like you have definitely made the right choice.
Yes, it does. I was telling everybody out there, it's like one of those things. People have already noticed how deep I get into readings anyway. And about there's some times I'll go over and think about this. If you pay for a reading for $125 and I go over an hour, I guarantee I don't give a hoot. Most likely I will because, I mean, my angel card readings are 45 minutes. Like I said before, in my shop, I swear, when someone would walk in my shop and they would get a reading, in a course of an hour, I would sit there and I told this lady, and I've done this before, and I tell you, that's the difference between a service and for me asking something. And so when you walk in my shop, someone would get a reading, so I get the reading. And then I was kind of curious because I was not picking up a lot of things, and I was picking up a lot of things, but I wanted clarity, so I do another reading and did another reading. And people look at me going, okay, that's three readings you've done. How much do I owe you? The same as you did when you paid. You're good. I'm just curious. I gotta get the deeper meaning of this. And I'm going, this is good for you, man. You'll love this. So I do that, and then I sit there, look at the lady and go, okay, I need to get some clarification here. So give me your hands. I need to read your palms. So I read her palms, and then we were there for an hour. And she looked at me, and she's like, I don't feel right. I said, well, you don't feel right about it. I found the answers. We got it. We're going. You know what to do now. And she's like, yeah, but I think you should charge me more. I thought I'd drop my share. I love Colorado. You should charge me more? I said, no, I'm good. And I think I actually ended up giving her books, too. And I told her, I said, if you don't return these books, I'm going to let you borrow them. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't return them, am I going to think anything about it? And I'm going to sit here and look at the situation for what it really is. You must need these books more than I do. Because I guarantee you,
exactly. If
that book goes down the road, I'm going to have that book. If I need that book, I'm going to have it back in a week. And I have this book called The Chakra Clearing Book by Doreen Virtue. I've had that book for like 10, 12 times. I'll send it out, and it comes right back. Send it out, and it comes right back. It doesn't come back through the same person. And I've actually had to pay for that book, but I keep getting better and better deals. But it's one of those things. I tell everybody, it's like, you know, sending it out there, and I always have the money to do that. So when I'm in a situation like I am right now where things are really tight, they shouldn't be. It's because of me. I'm not going to say anything else. It's just because of me, and I need to change things. I need to change thinking and go, I deserve to have the best of everything. And when I say this to everybody out there, too, listen to this. Me working with you, I get to experience you as well. That is good for me, and I hope I'm good for you. I just feel like every person I've ever had and ever done in reading with is still a friend of mine.
And I'm sure that anybody who has a reading with you will have a positive experience. You're a very positive person.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there looking at the situation going, this is fun. I love this. And everybody out there, I am not trying to be funny, but why are people who do spiritual work poor? Because we think in poor ways, guys. You know, it's one of those situations because of the stigmatism out there. We don't want to offend anybody. So we don't think we can ask for what we deserve. We're scared someone's going to say something to us. Until I
think most try to help out more than, that's the, so you feel like you need to give all the time, too.
That's
true,
too. And
feel guilty about taking for yourself.
That's true, because, I mean, shoot, I've given a lot of free readings, which it started getting overwhelming. And I will say one thing, too. I'm trying to be in a point of balancing things out, and that's what's happening right now. I got to balance things out, because I'm giving, and I have to be in a situation of actually helping everybody else out as well, to be the giving, kind people they are as well. Because I've actually talked to people who don't feel right about getting these readings, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I never thought I was going to experience that one. And then I have this one lady who calls me all the time. And every time I was, it's like, she's a very nice lady, and I would say she does need some help. But, sometimes in situations, I think they have a tendency to, if you don't put the money out there, it puts a limitation in some ways because people think and go, okay, do I really need one of those things? And it's not the ideal making people go away and keeping the stress off of me.
Some people need to have confidence in that the decision they've made for themselves too.
Yeah, the money stops.
And not
them right
not
there.
Rely on someone else telling them all the time.
Exactly.
Right, or.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's exactly what it is. It's put the money out there and go, okay, if you want to pay it, great. If you don't, think about that for a minute. What's going on in your life that you need to stop and think about what's going on? You'd be okay. It makes them think about themselves. So the
I think that I need to go and settle the kids. I'll talk to you another time, Johnny, okay?
No problem, Amy, I understand.
Yeah.
There's certain attentions you got to go to, so you do what you got to do, all
right? Right.
So thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Oh, no problem, Donnie. And like I said, I will definitely talk to you another time.
All righty. No problem.
Right.
You have a good night.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Okay, guys. And what I was saying before, it's just the idea. I understand Angel Violet. We do a lot of things to get to where we got to go to, but we have to come to a point of accepting that we are. Because I've gone through a lot of things too to get where I'm at right now. I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's time to go and accept everything and anything that comes with this, and to accept that I do deserve what I've been working so hard to accomplish, is to be self-sufficient and to be a blessing to all my friends, my family, and everyone else that goes along with it. That's the whole point. And you know, the ideal that the more that I have my wants, desires, and needs fulfilled, the more I can actually give 100% to my clients as well, because I'm happy. So you go ahead and keep practicing. And you said you were going to do something for me. You're calling from where? I guess I'm trying to understand where you actually are calling from. Unicorn, Truth Stream. What I'm going to do here, hold up, guys. Truth Stream, I'm going to shuffle my cards. Okay, Karmic, I got you. And why don't you call in? And, I was just asking if you, who? Well, Angel Violet, you said that you could do the astrology, karmic astrology. And I was hoping you could call in. Or you could write it out in the chat room. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever's more convenient for you. I'm going to go ahead and do True Stream here. If you can call on Skype, that'd be great. Skype is, if you're calling Skype to hear, it's free. It won't cost you nothing. Let's see here. I wish I would have got international calling. I'd call out and get you, and we put you in the green room and bring you on the show, and do it that way. Because I'm not sure where you're at. South America? South Asia? I'm not sure. Anyway, Truth Stream. If you're there, I'm shuffling your cards. That's true, but with the vows of poverty, I've actually done that, and I've actually asked those to be lifted. Yes, we did, but it was also the stigmatism back then too, as well, of not wanting to take advantage of people. Which all I can say, so I call in now. Will you answer me? Yes, I will. Okay, is True Stream there? I see you in the chat room. I'm trying to go down the list of people here and do some cards for you. But a lot of you, I don't think... South America, I'm sorry. I thought it was South America. Also, there's a common misconception that spiritual people are not supposed to care about money. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, you're right, Renner Set, because the whole thing is like this. Money and the concept is actually a spiritual concept. So we should love money, but not let money control our lives. And if you really look at the way things are now, that's exactly what's happened. Money is controlling people because they do things because of money. People throw people out in the streets because they didn't get their rent money. No other reason. And I think there's other solutions. I really do. True Stream, I don't see you anywhere.
but you're there. You're sneaking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go onto Unicorn. Unicorn, I'm going to... If you're in there, Unicorn, I'm going to... Unicorn 68. I'm doing a shuffle here. Hold up, guys. Hold up. I'm going to make... Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, you.
And who are you?
Yeah.
Are you
Angel Violet. Violet. Yes.
Okay. A Unicorn, I'm going to go back to your cards. I got them right here, so if you're listening in, I'm going to talk to you.
What I want to really know is, could I ask about a question about a person who's passed over? Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to know that there's a person who passed over who, I didn't really know, but since they passed over, I kind of, that's where I got all this information from the book, for the book, and and I sort of feel that they're sort of around, but I don't know if it's in my imagination or not.
Okay, what's the guy's name?
Sorry?
What is this person? I got a guy. What was his name?
Michael.
Okay, Michael, and would there be a connection to Michael, as in John?
Say what?
Is there a John connected to Michael?
Oh, it's so funny because, yeah, it's so weird because the guy in my book, there was a Jonathan.
Okay, because the reason I asked the question because I wasn't too sure. I got John. I mean, John came across really quickly. And then you said Michael, and I'm sort of like, okay, there has to be a connection there. Because I'm getting John very strongly, and it was one of those things that definitely needs to be focused upon, too, as well.
Yeah, the one main character's name was, because somehow, it's just so weird, I didn't know this Michael at all. And the book was downloaded completely into my head, and one of the characters was called Jonathan. And it's so weird because the book is so similar to this Michael's life.
I found out
after I researched his life, and it's so, so similar.
Well, the situation.
To the point of names.
Right, names, Michael. You know, the situation with you and Michael, I mean, I get that Michael loved you very much.
But I never knew him.
I don't know. Yet. I'm just saying, this is a person who loved you very much. Now, what it could be is something like I had myself. I was sitting there trying to figure out the girl I was picking up all the time. Couldn't figure why. And then I found out that through a reading in a past life, this woman was my wife, who had died, and she was missing me, really. She was missing me a lot. So she's here on the planet at this time, too, as well. So I'm picking her up as well. So it was a combination of being pulled to a past life, but also a person who's actually returned already as the same lifetime of connections and that kind of stuff going on, and picking those emotions up that we don't know, per se, who it was at the time because we haven't experienced them in this lifetime, but they do exist. And I really feel like it's a very strong thing here. There's somebody you knew in a past life. I get a lot of roots there. I also get, I keep getting Irish, green. I get a lot of green, and I feel like the person was also a person that you worked with who's a very strong healer.
Yeah, I'm very spiritual. It's so funny because that was in my book about the healing as well, and the color of the one. It was like a fantasy sort of planet science. I thought I was writing a science fiction fantasy book, actually. And the people had sort of eyes. The eye colors denoted what sort of profession and whatever. And the girl's eyes had to be green because she was a healer.
It was green, but I also get it Irish. I would go back to the... I want to go to the 14th
century.
Yeah, last
before he died, he lived in Ireland.
Okay. Because I get a 14th century kind of a... I don't know. To me, it comes off like a Mel Gibson kind of thing. I'm not sure. That's the only thing I can describe it as. It Ireland, at the time that when this character that Mel Gibson portrayed in that movie, what was it called? Shoot, I can see the picture very clearly. I just feel like that's more of that time. I'm Dutch.
So it's not my imagination that this person is around me.
No, it's not your imagination at all. It's definitely leading you and guiding you and telling you it's time to stop procrastinating and to get things done.
With the book.
The book, yeah. You see, the book is like I said before, it's a channeling, and it's one of those things that needs to be opened, but it needs to be done because it's going to tie into a lot of things and a lot of connections with you to the point of actually seeing you
in something that you've been envisioning yourself as a full career.
Yeah, I think the book, it speaks to a lot of people about a lot of issues, and I think that's why it had to be written. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely going to touch that.
So you can pick up his energy around me, though, I'm just wondering.
Yes, I also feel like he's touching your shoulders. He's very comforting, he's very nurturing. And like I said before, and I feel like this person is someone you have experienced in a past life who loves you. And that's what the very first thing I picked up after seeing John was the idea of you and him and loving. And he loves you dearly. So
His name was John in a previous life.
Well, when I sit here and focus on it, I see three. And when I see three, it's usually association.
It's so funny because he loves to climb trees.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, it's confirming a lot of things for you, so there's no reason why you shouldn't complete your task.
When he used to say he loved climbing trees.
Yes, trees. I love trees, too.
And he loves trees, yeah.
Threes and trees. I'm just saying, with the two threes, but I also see three with you guys. So I would sit there and say, you and John and Michael actually live together in the same lifetime at one time where John was a friend of yours who was the go-between between the two of you. And I feel like you guys were very strong lovers.
That's exactly the same thing in my book. That's exactly what I wrote in my book. That Jonathan was the go-between me and the two of us.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you can't get more. That's not indecisive at all, guys. Remember, listen to that? It was very boom. Right to the point. Which I think people like that kind of thing, because we can all sit here and look at the thing and go, okay, do you...
And it's like in my book, because he's on the other side, and he was helping this girl, her name was Madison, and she was told he was not allowed to see her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously in this lifetime, I was not allowed to see or know him or anything until he passed over.
Really?
I suppose, yeah. I was obviously never knew who was around or who he was or whatever until he died.
Right,
when
it seems like
a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like Michael passed over before you did, right?
Well, he died a year and a half ago.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, even the past life, he passed away before you did.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. John was there for you.
Do you pick up the name Annie, anyway?
Annie.
Anne.
Anne with the green scarf. That's what I got. Some people call her Annie. Some people call her Anne. Some people call her A. Like Olive, Ayla. Trying to catch hold of that one.
Okay.
Anne with the green scarf. Sometimes I pick up things where I see pictures from movies to give me an ideal of certain kind of dress, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying to you is, the one thing I pick up the most, the strongest, is two distinct visions of two movies almost like blending together. One was Braveheart and one was Highlander. Very strong Irish base to both these movies, but it was also the ideal of loving and caring and just friends and just carrying on for lifetimes. And I feel like the reason I'm doing that is because, especially with the Highlander movies, the Highlander movie was talking about immortality, which kind of goes across with the things of past lives that we go from body to body. When those, in that movie in particular, the guy was in the same body who just continued through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. But it also shows the emotions of feeling, of being around people, of why we don't do that way. Because if we did live, if we were immortal, a lot of people would pass away before us. And I'm just saying, with your situation, it's like a lot of things are coming to forefront. I think it's the most important thing here is this book. because of the people that you're talking about were so important to themselves and to you.
And because I'm sure I was an entertainer in a few lives, and you're sort of in the entertaining business.
So that's why we probably relate with movies, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because you've seen movies, right? Do you generally see people in movies or just?
Not really. I mean, there are sometimes I will see a movie that's familiar to me to help me interpret the information they're giving me. But this way, not this way. This is like the movie itself is a continuous movie that went through, like, I think four other movies that were attached to that. And when I see the movie and I see the sequels to this, the whole thing was progression. And I see a progression with you and Michael and John and all this stuff that's going on. But it's also progressions in your life right now. Things are going to be happening this year, too. This year seems to be a very progressive year.
I hope so, because the last few years have just been, oh, goodness.
Yeah, we can
anyway,
sit there and say, ooh, they sucked. No,
sorry?
I'm saying, they sucked. They were really bad years, but I'm just saying this year here seems to overcast both of those in a very positive way. So that's what I'm saying. This seems to be the stem right here with this book of opening so many doors for you, and I feel like that's what they're doing. It's like nurturing, caring, and pushing.
Yeah, I hope so. I think I'm just going to do something about it, too.
And I keep getting the word from Michael that says quit, saying
quit.
You hope so.
what? The word quit?
Yes. He said quit. Quit saying I hope, because he says there's a little bit of doubt in your voice, and he says, trust me. Just say, it's going to happen. It's okay to say that. It's very okay to say, okay, it's going to happen. Because, I mean, I just feel like you're going to get frustrated and say, okay, Michael, I got it. So.
But what did you mean by you keep doing the word quit?
No, he said quit, saying the word hope. I hope so. Because he keeps saying, no, it's going to.
Okay,
he says it's going to. Please work with us here. It's going to. This is a great year, but don't, you know, I understand the idea of the word hope, but hope should be lived, not said. And that's why I keep hearing from everybody around me.
If you had to hear one word from Michael, what word would it be? I'm just if you had to tune in, what word would it be?
Straightforward.
What?
Straightforward. That was the word, that was the very first word that popped in my head. It says straightforward. You understand.
No.
No, you will.
He will understand.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying, it keeps saying to me over and over, straightforward, and you'll understand soon. Don't try to do it. It's one of those unfolding things we always talk about. You're coming into that, you understand what it means, straightforward. Because he seems pretty straightforward to me.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I just hope that, you know, someone will want to publish it and someone will want to read it.
Somebody will. Hey, you got to look at the stories, guys. I mean, there's stories out there of people going to 14 publishers.
I know, generally people go for five. You know how it stopped? It's because I need to, you know, publishers want self-addressed envelopes, but they need American stamps. So I went to three different people from different states to send me American stamps, and they all got stolen in the post from three different states. I mean, South Africans bad, they steal everything. I mean, you know, but I just thought, you know, what is the universe trying to tell me? That, I mean, all of them got stolen.
Sheesh. The one impression I get with the whole thing, too, is, you know, really go over this book with a fine-tooth comb, too, and try to bring out the best you can out of it.
I had a proper editor go through it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that before or after the things were stolen?
No, before.
Before? I'm just saying.
I mean, it's been properly edited, everything. It's all done.
Okay.
And it's like a 400-page book, so it's quite a big book.
I'm just saying the universe is saying it again. Go through it. And it's one of those things when things like this happen, because it's going to go through once. I know sometimes it's frustrating. I've gone through the same thing myself, saying, okay, I've done everything. I've done this. Okay, what's up? even to the point where I get frustrated and start throwing books. And then all of a sudden the frustration...
I think I have to write the... Because you have to write query letters.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I have to rewrite the query letters, rethink them.
Well, you should also think about self-publishing it, too. There are some self-publishers.
Same thing if you can't advertise self-publishing. You can't advertise them.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
You can't advertise... If you self-publish, you can't advertise it.
Well, I tell
people... And it can never be bought at a bookshop.
It can never what?
That they'll never sell it at a bookshop.
Well, if it's self-published?
Yeah.
All I can say is people say a lot of stuff, and I have to fight every one of them. So I tell everybody to do the same thing. Just listen to what you're saying and say, okay, is that really true? Because of what people say? And then go out and prove it to yourself that it might not be that way. I didn't mean to say that way. And the reason why I mean by that is I've been in so many situations, okay, one particular situation for me defied anything anybody ever said and set a tone for me to say, I must have a lot more control than I'm giving myself credit for, is to walk into the motor vehicles to get my driver's license. And my license had expired, I thought. So I went into the motor vehicles in Florida, walked back out with my driver's license, okay? Then I came back here to Ohio and found out my license had been revoked, suspended for 6 years. But in the midst of that 6 years, I walked into a motor vehicle and walked out. And I told a person, I said, the only thing I can sit here and set it to was when I walked in that place, I told them, I said, angels and to the universe, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to walk out my driver's license. And this is exactly what I did. So, you know, you sit there. So I tell people all the time, the ideal of certain things that might not be happening in your life is because of the way you're thinking. So just go over your thinking and go over the whole thing and say, okay, maybe I am kind of like putting limitations on this by the little things I'm saying. So what happens if I change that thinking and change those little things and say, okay, every time I do something, it's going to happen just the way I want to. And I'm just saying, I've had it happen too many times to me that I can't sit here and explain it except for one thing is I sit here and say, this is what I want. And that's exactly what happened. And I was bound determined. And I didn't give in one inch. I let it go and just expected it to happen. And it's exactly what happened. I've had too many things. I've actually published poems and poetry myself. And everybody says you can't do that because they're just too simple. And I'm sitting there going, what's that mean?
But do people buy them when you publish them?
Oh, everybody I've ever talked to. Actually, people have experienced my poetry. Didn't realize that I was actually the one that wrote it. I didn't know how to take that, but he said, this sounds really good. You wrote this? I said, okay, thank you. I really appreciate the confidence there. But people have actually really taken notice of everything I've ever done. And I was, like I said before, sometimes you're surprised, but now it's one of the things I'm starting to realize that self-acceptance doesn't have anything to do with limitations. It's the idea of self-acceptance is just really realize how powerful you are, and what dominion means is you have control over everything here. That we just have a tendency to push that to the side and let the world dictate our success. And I've actually did this all last week. I told everybody, stop letting the world dictate your success, and you start dictating that now by sitting down and just saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. Because if you sit there, I'm serious, if you sit there and listen to your thinking right now, you're thinking there's limitations to keep you from getting what you want, and those limitations keep kicking in all the time. So I think if you take those limitations and get rid of them, you're going to start seeing things as a result. I really do.
Yeah.
And I was, well, we've said before.
It wasn't even me who wrote the book. I mean, I didn't write it at all. In fact, everything I tried to change, the book didn't let me change.
Okay. Say it one more time. I think I'm just trying to follow this.
It wasn't me who wrote the book. Like, it came through me, and even if I wanted to change something, the book would say, you can't change it. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Like, yes, I do know what you mean, because actually
like
on my show...
Like, I don't think that way.
No, the book
would be, but you have to write it that way.
No, I understand it completely. Cause on my book, on my show, it says Psychic X Journeyman. I didn't put that there. But somehow it showed up, and I found out X means infinity. It's an ancient symbol for infinity, and I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, okay.
Reason I understand what you're saying, because every time I try to change it won't go away.
Yeah.
And then I finally got a message saying leave it alone. So
what I'm saying to you is, okay, if we go that route, then it has to come back to your thinking, and they're trying to get you to stop, to let the, like we were saying before, when he says stop, you know, quit. It's the idea of taking these limitations off and telling yourself, the sky's the limit, there is no limitations.
Yeah.
Your book's going to get published. I just know it's going to get published. It's just something, like I was telling people before, with relationships, you're going to have the relationship you've always wanted, just not with the person you think. And in this situation, it's the same thing. It's going to be published, but not in the way you think. You have to change that and say, okay. People can say what they want, but I guarantee you that book's going to wind up in a bookstore.
I know, so I can I'll have it, like, published myself and actually put it on a shelf.
There you go. I'm just saying, when you sit there, I know for a fact, I've seen too many things with too many people, that people said, right now, I just feel like there's people in positions that shouldn't be there, because they have no talent. Especially with books, and that kind of stuff. I told a friend, I said, you ever know so many people out here who are singing, and you're going, oh, they call that singing? But they're very popular, okay? There's some that...
Yeah, it's like every single person today, right now.
Yes. Career transition is the idea of looking at things, and like we said before, it could be the smallest little thing that they're talking about. Career transition is the ideal. Today you start thinking in a different way, and then tomorrow you get an opportunity that comes to you. Because I always tell people the ideal, the tip of the day for the law of attraction is the ideal to pay attention to the word attraction. What does that mean? Attracting to you. So in the process of trying to do these things, maybe you should sit still and let your angels come to you and guide you in the direction that they should go into. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying listen very clearly on some directions, because there are certain things that you think you need to change. And actually what they're saying is not changing the book, but changing your thinking and your perceptions, and then you're going to get some results here. Because, I've heard you say a couple things here that I would not say. I'm not saying I haven't said them. But I'm just saying, don't put... Because titles really do is put limitations on you. And when people say things, I use that as a determination to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
And I actually got the inspiration to really do that, because I knew I was doing that. Then I read this book by Doreen Virtue. I think it's Healing with the Angels. One of the books she had, where she was talking about when she was going to school to become a psychotherapist. Her teacher told her she would never get it, because she was determined to get a job before she graduated from graduated from college.
Yeah.
To be a psychotherapist, and her teacher told her no. You will never, ever get a job as a psychotherapist before you graduated. She went out and found a job as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated.
Yeah.
So this is actually a documented proof, okay? So it happened. So just the idea of changing your thinking really has a lot of weight and a lot. It just changes things so quickly, I'm telling you. I've had a real realization in my day by just talking to you, and you've actually helped me out a lot as well. So I'd like to thank you for that.
And I keep getting this this guilty feeling, like you've got to do something with it, it's like at the back of my mind, I just feel guilty the whole time, so I suppose I better do something with it.
Sometimes the idea of listening to guidance is also defying what humans will tell you. That's why sometimes it's hard to do that, to keep spontaneously doing things, because people will say, well, what are you doing that for? Why are you going that direction? Oh, you can't do this. That's just their egos kicking in. And what angels are all about is the ideal of leading you in the right direction. So when I look at these things in rejection, I don't see them as rejection. I see them redirecting me.
Yeah.
They're redirecting me into the right direction where I can find the person who's going to do this. I have a friend of mine who's published, but she's done a lot of self-publishing. She's also done a lot of e-books, and she's made a very good living at it as well. And she's still hit the masses. Right now the internet is a very strong avenue to get some things really across quickly. I've seen people who start things like this, and then the publishers get it and go, okay, this is a popular book. Yeah, they get popular. All of a sudden you get popular, and then the publishers come in and go, okay, we want you now. Because I feel like with this situation of putting this book, you're writing the book. You're doing the physical work, and they're channeling through you. But if you sit here and listen to Doreen Virtue when she did the Healing with the Angels, the first part of that book was channeled to her angels as well, to her.
Yeah.
She said she was kind of scared.
My whole thing was channeled. I don't even know where I got any of it from.
Yeah, because she said when she wrote that first part of that book, she was kind of freaking out.
because she didn't know how it was going to take, because she did, because she was channeling it, she wasn't aware of what was actually in there. It wasn't until later on.
I was thinking the other day, I didn't even know, I just have to reread the book now to know exactly what it's about.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think I've got a feeling, because everyone keeps mentioning e-books to me, that word keeps coming up, so I think that's probably the way I have to actually go about doing it. I don't even know how you do it, but I think that's probably what I have to do.
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm learning too all the time. I mean, promotion. And there's so many avenues. You just have to follow through with each and every one of them. Each and every one of those little suckers until, I'm just saying, there's been some times when I'm led to certain places. I'm sitting there going, I remember when I got that hotel room, I was led there, and I'm like, I ain't got the money. I'm thinking, they say, well, you're thinking too logically, and then the angels kind of clarified and said, what are miracles? I said, well, miracles are things that defy reality. I said, then why are you thinking so realistically? You want a miracle to happen in your situation, so you have to think in those realms. You can't think logically. Logically will keep you limited and keep you right where you're at. You don't want that to happen, do you?
Yeah.
So they're definitely directing you and saying, okay, you need to do something with this book. But it's also the ideal. That book is also opening a lot of things about yourself as well.
Well, I know that the book was channeled, like, the thing is, I know it's also kind of a journal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's definitely a journal. Like,
do you keep a journal?
A lot of it's real.
Do you keep a journal?
No, I don't. I mean, I know a lot of it's real between me, Jonathan, and Michael.
Right. I'm just saying that you, in the process, you know, you should write a journal, too, for yourself. I think a lot of things. I'm just saying, I think a lot of things would make sense, even what's going on here in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the one thing I get with Michael. Michael wants you to talk to him.
He wants you
to talk to him every day.
I know. That's what I get too. Because he made a bit of music, and if I don't play it, I get a feeling he gets cross.
Yeah. So you got to keep talking.
I really do. And I don't know if it's my imagination or not.
No, it's not
and
your imagination.
I didn't play his music today, and I get a feeling that he's not happy about it.
No, but I think it's it's one of those things that's soothing, but he also feels like it helps, and it's like getting lost in the music himself. But he also feels like it helps you as well.
Yeah, it does. It's anything that makes me happy is to listen to music. So it's not my imagination.
No, it's not your imagination. It's a fine line. It is your imagination helping you to use pictures and stuff to see what you're seeing, but it is real.
Like when I hear him speaking to me, it's of my imagination.
No, that's actually him.
Because sometimes I hear these songs singing in my head. But I know I don't know the words, but I hear them singing in my head, like a Charlie Chaplin song or something.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I don't know
Charlie Chaplin.
It's not your imagination. It really is not. Okay. And you're the one that does this karmic astrology.
Yes. Because I'm trying to practice it. So if anyone wants their chart, it takes a while to do it. Obviously, astrology is not like a huge thing. You know, you have to do a person's chart. Like today, I did someone, so it took about 3 hours. But I'm very interested in if anyone wants to me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's free. I'm just trying to practice.
No, I was just saying, do practice. I was just saying, if you could practice on me, it'd be great.
Yeah, no, sure. What I need is your birth date, your time. It has to be very accurate.
I got everything.
I got
everything. April 26, 1961. I was actually born.
I don't know if you want to email it to. Email it to me, and then because I don't know if you know any of your past life stuff, so then you can sort of know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must know some of your past life, and you can sort of say, "Oh, this sounds a little bit accurate," or whatever.
Okay.
And
past life.
sorry?
Okay, you said past lives.
It's kind of what it is. It's not like a specific past life, but it kind of says, well, this is kind of the lessons or the shortcomings that you've never got right in your past lives.
Right.
You know,
if you just,
and,
okay, I don't have your...
what you're supposed to be working on in this life.
Mm-hmm. I don't have your email.
Don't you click on my name and whatever, and then you become friends with the person? How does it work?
Oh, do you have a show from some kind, or if you have an account here, yeah, you send me a friendship thing, I can send you, I can send it back to you, yeah. And if you have something like that, I think I can send you a message too.
I'm sure you send a message to this, I'm sure.
And if you're a friend of mine, yeah, it should be a whole lot easier to do. Yeah,
yeah.
No problem. And you
and
are
Angel.
Angel.
It takes a while to get through it, and I can just give you a reading. You can tell me how accurate or non-accurate it is. But I need to get some experience, so yeah.
No problem. I'll do that. I'll be glad to send you tell you exactly how I feel about the whole thing and how it affected me and the whole thing. But, you know, give you some input to go on. And maybe I can sit here and give you a little bit of direction and certain things you could work on and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I definitely would help you out. I would definitely help you out as much as I can.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for the chat.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. And you
have
a good day.
Good night to me.
Good morning. Okay. Good morning.
Thank you, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yes, the queue is wanting people to come in and say hello. We still have 33 minutes left in the show, so therefore, if you guys want to jump in there real quick, I'll be glad to answer your questions. Anybody who jumps on the queue, even after we go off the air, I will answer every question that you ask. So therefore, I can't do that unless you call, which the number here is 646-721-9031. So give us a call, okay, guys? And what's going on here? I'll just give you some information. Oh, shit, I shut my phone. That was not funny, was it? Phones are expensive. So give me a call, guys. The number here is 646-721-9031. And as of right now, the way things go, if you call me and you get a reading for $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour, if you buy blocks of time, you can also jump in there, too, as well. Excuse me. We have blocks of time that are worth, if you buy 11 one-hour readings, that's $100. If you buy 6 one-hour readings, that's $50. And if you buy 6 one-half-hour readings, that is $40. And how that works is you're buying blocks of time that you can use throughout the year by buying in advance. All right, guys? And the reason I'm pushing that is because after February 14th, everything is changing and going back. Actually, the rates are going up, and I just have to go that route right now because of there's a lot of things in the works. I'm actually putting another show together, too, where we're going to be talking a lot about the Philadelphia Project and things like that. Okay, guys? And we're going to put a lot of information in. So after the 14th, my rates are going up. And it's going to be $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So get in there and get that. Buy some blocks of time before the time is up because everything's going to change after the 14th. And we're at least still leaving the 14th in there for you guys. So therefore you can call in and get your insight to all your relationships. So there you go. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say, okay. All right. Hello, 267. Yes, hi. How are you? You're on the air, and you are on the show, and welcome. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Tisha. And
Tisha, do me a favor. Take a breath. Take a deep breath, okay? Because you seem a little stressed.
Oh. I've been getting worked up earlier today.
That's what you're supposed to do right there. You're supposed to smile and laugh. Let that stress out. You'll be fine. So, you have a couple questions for us?
It doesn't have anything to do with what happened to me today, so I don't know if that energy is going to cross over.
No,
but,
because I'd rather get rid of the negative things that happened to you today. yeah, I'd like to forget about that myself too, because you know it can be a little difficult. But we can still focus on the what you're asking about. Okay, just
okay. Well, I keep getting told that most likely by the summertime, I'll be entering a new relationship, but I'm kind of like not feeling. What am I supposed to be doing to get to that new relationship?
You're supposed to be working on yourself. So I had a lady yesterday called in here, and she was going into evangelism. I think it's the right word you call that. And she said she got a message from God who said, you need to start at the beginning. And she thought that meant to be to start reading the beginning of the Bible, when actually the message was more the beginning starts with you. Okay, so there's a lot of things that are coming to an end right now, and the beginning part is you. And what I mean by that is, it's, I also got the message that you need to make room in your life for somebody. That means you need to take. And we were talking about this morning on Courtney's show. I was actually guest hosting for her this morning. We were answering questions and stuff, and we were talking about chakras, and we're talking about cutting cords. Now the situation people don't realize that if you've had sex with somebody, and that you haven't and you haven't cut those cords, those are emotional attachments. So when I sit here and tell everybody you need to cut all your boyfriends loose and all those cords and cut those things, think about that cord that needs to be cut from that emotional attachment there too. I actually did a reading for a lady who said that they had I told her flat, you guys had a phenomenal sex life. And she goes, yeah, that's right, we did. I said, yeah, and that was a very strong point in your relationship. So there's an emotional attachment there, a very powerful one. And I guarantee if you cut that loose, you will understand why you're hanging on to somebody. And it had nothing to do with love. It had to do with something that you wasn't really willing to just give up just yet, because it was a good thing. And that's understandable. And that's definitely okay to have those kind of feelings with certain people. But at the same time of going forward and preparing yourself for a new relationship, it's not just the ideal of doing this, because people say, well, you're carrying this person on. Yeah, it's the truth. But here's the solution. You don't have to carry those people with you no more. You can actually cut them loose, too, as well. But, you know, society tells you, well, if you're having sex with this and this, those people are still attached to you. Of course they are, but they can still be detached. And with the situation with you, yeah, there is. I was almost tempted to say, who told you he was going to have a relationship by this summer? But I was
thinking, I've talked to a couple of people, and one person was telling me that like the first person that told me that I was going to have a relationship by the summer said that I would have a series of relationships that would lead into a really good relationship sometime around August. And since then, I've talked about other subjects, but people keep bringing up, you're going to have a good relationship. You're going to have a really good relationship this summer. So
I think it's a whole lot easier to read that good relationship than it is to actually go what's going on in your life at the moment. So I think some of the psychics are going, let's forget that crap and let's go right to the relationship. And I'm just saying, from what I can pick up, okay, with the situation I pick up on, make room, cut loose. I also feel like that these relationships, the series of relationships, are not just relationships as in, because it's the word is used too loosely. I think people should use romantic, friendship, and kind of specify, because I feel like you're going to go through a series of relationships, but I keep getting friendships that are going to lead you in the right direction of the right person you're going to be with. I also get to, when I sit here and told you before, I feel like you need to make room. You know, just watch yourself. Am I sleeping in the middle of the bed? That sends a signal to the universe saying, well, she don't want anybody, because she's sharing no intention to sleep with him, because she's sleeping in the middle of the bed. But she's still parking in the middle of the garage. She's not making any room in her closet. There's no room for the closet with all the shoes. So, you know, I'm not saying. Do you have a lot of shoes?
Like, and that's like why I'm asking, what should I be focusing on? Because, like, I keep feeling like even yesterday I was being told, I think it was yesterday, I'm being told that I need to, and I just lost my train of thought.
It's okay. I'm just saying, sweetie, with the situation of making room, it could be springtime. That's how much a big difference that needs to be taken here. I keep getting spring. It just keeps ringing to me. Springtime. Springtime is when someone's coming in. That's what we sit here and said flat out to you, because I got the message. Who told you in the summertime? Because the summertime is a little off.
Well, they're saying it's going to be like three different, I guess, friendships leading up to a bigger relationship.
Oh, so
but,
I got that one, huh? So I did hit that one.
Right.
There's friendships, yeah, because that's what I was saying. Okay.
Well, I think that they're going to be friendships because
no,
if it's three
be
people between now and the summer, that can't be
way,
much of a relationship.
That's true, too, but I've seen people go through relationships every week. Trust me on that one. I'm saying to you, the reason there's a lot of stress on those things about the situations, too, is the idea of being friends with males have a tendency to push you into relationships that are not going to be relationships. It's something they want. So you're going to meet a lot of people that are lonely, who need guidance, who need counseling, and you're good at that. You're good at answering questions for people. You're good at, guidance. You're like a natural counselor. So you're going to attract certain people. And so, but you, what it's saying is you need to also follow through with what you know and what you feel. And you know that when you're with somebody and you feel like you still need to go on because you're still looking for that one, that's going to be a friendship that's right in your midst right then and there. But it's still pointing you in the right direction. Don't get me wrong, okay? But they can. I'm just saying I feel like two of them could actually be two potential people who are going to sit here and say this should be a relationship when it should not be. And like I said before, the word's been being used loosely. When you sort of look at the people and go, okay, what do you mean by relationship? Is it something, a manipulating relationship is what you're trying to say? You're going to push me into some kind of, you're going to say it's more than friendship? Those words you got to watch out for. Because if someone's trying to manipulate you into something more than what's supposed to be.
See, and yeah, you're bringing up, like, my past relationship that I'm stuck on. Because, like, I feel like I was manipulated in that one. And
you what?
But people keep saying, that nobody can make you fall in
love. No, they can't make you fall in love, but they can sure make you believe that that's what's going on in some ways if you don't pay attention. You know, some people have a tendency to go, well, look what's going on between us. There's a good connection. Well, heck yeah, we're all from the same source. Of course there's going to be a connection every time. Oh, we got compatibility. Yeah, okay, what? Who cares? I got a best friend. We talk about Star Trek till doomsday, but are we in a relationship right now? No, I'm dating somebody. I'm with somebody else. But am I going to give that friend up? No, but I do have the boundaries, and it shouldn't go there. I know how she feels. I know what's going on.
Well, he didn't respect the boundaries at all.
And
eventually I just gave in.
Well, I'm saying what she should have done was say, well, since you're not respecting my boundaries, then you can't even be my friend. Get the road. And
yeah.
And people go, that's pretty strong. I said, but, you know, how do people get strong in making those kind of decisions is the idea when the first time it happens, following through. So the next time it happens, you don't get pushed into that situation. It's like saying, okay, you're saying my past relationships are like that. Doesn't mean someone's not going to come in there and try to use that pattern again. So you should definitely work on yourself and say, okay, I'm stronger than that. By just saying you're stronger than that, you've changed the pattern. So therefore, the angels we've been talking about can actually do their work and give you the loving relationship that you're actually looking for, and you can actually weed out the weeds to get there. You know? You don't fall in love with the weeds, do you? When you're in the garden, you love that flower, but you want to make sure that flower blooms and has a great life, so you kill the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You basically take a piece of metal, and you separate those weeds from the ground and separate those weeds from that person or that flower. And so what you got to do here, I'm not saying you should shoot everybody, but... I'm saying you should definitely sit there and go, okay, if I was a hoe, and not in a certain sense, I'm talking about the freaking
temperature. The garden tool.
the garden tools. If I was one of those, what would I do right now with this person? Would he be a flower or would he be a weed? And then do what you have to do appropriately. Because I've done the same thing too. I tell people, my goal is to be happy, 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 happy. So if you come in my life and you're not happy, then you can't be a part of it. But you can make a choice to be happy, and then you can be a part of it. But always realize that those people are making decisions, too, accordingly. And all those people in the past that you were associated with, they didn't hurt you. They didn't do nothing to you. They were just being who they was. And then you realized that, and you moved on. And once we come to that conclusion and realize that no one has done anything to us, we've done it to ourselves. When that person did the mean things to us, our self-talk said, oh, wow, I'm a victim. Or my citizen said, I need to walk off. But you know, either way you listen to that whole thing, you're allowing those things to happen to you. But if you really look at your spirit never got touched. It's the body who was affected. That's why we do chakra clearings and auras and all that kind of stuff, to clear the body of what's getting in. So therefore the spirit can do what it was meant to do in the first place, which is resonate and tell us what's going on. Because I was talking about chakras this morning. I was sitting there going, my chakras are like spidey sense. they're all balanced and working together, I can tell you exactly who's walking in the door and what they're exactly what they're going to do, and I'm not going to let that happen. Or I know what the
good sorry thing. I keep trying to meditate with chakras too, like trying to visualize I listen to a guided meditation and visualizing, you know, each one turning on and each color and everything. But like, can you see if there's one that I should be focusing on more?
Yeah, the root chakra. Sorry, the root chakra. It's brown.
The red one.
Yeah, it should be red. It should be ruby red. You got your brown one. You got the root chakra is brown, but you also got one. excuse me. I've seen this a lot lately too, where more grounding needs to happen so you can actually ground yourself and still yourself, still the mind. And what you need to do is realize there's other chakras besides the seven or the nine, whichever ones you were working with. There's a book out there called Quantum Healing, where it talks about 22 chakras, okay? There's chakras above our head, there's chakras below our feet, there's chakras within our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of proof that chakras do exist is take your hands, take one hand, place it up, one place, and the other hand's down, okay? And then
mm-hmm.
you take your hands and like you're squeezing a ball. You're not squeezing a ball. What I'm saying is make the same motion if you was squeezing a ball on both hands.
Right.
Go about mm-hmm. 20 times, turn it over, do it again 20 times, and then bring those hands together, and you'll feel a ball of energy. That is your chakras in the hands. So what I'm saying is the chakras I feel like you need to work on is a chakra beneath your feet. There's also a chakra behind your knees, and there's also the root chakra, and they need to work together in order to give you some intense grounding. This will still your mind. And you should also say stop trying, okay? Take the word trying out of your vocabulary and say, I'm going to do this. If it's not working.
I keep being told that, too.
Yes, and then you sit there and take the situation, look at it for what it is, and say, okay, that didn't work. But there must be a way and something that I can find, and open your mind up to let it take you where it's going to take you so you can find that additional whatever it is. But you also need to work with your ear chakras too. A lot of people don't realize that ear chakras do exist. I mean, they're like at a 45 degree angle. You have two chakras going from each ear, and they're connected right behind the third eye. And I'm also being told you should also work a little bit more on your crown chakra. You should also get this book by John Holland. It's called Psychic Navigator. Harnessing your inner guidance. Okay, the reason I say that, because in here, he talks about chakras and auras, but he's got this thing you might want to try. Okay, for some reason, I'm being directed to do this. So just work with me, because I'm trying to find it. I had it marked, too. It ticks me up when I have something marked, and I still can't find it. Okay. Because I have everything marked. I mean, I got tons of books everywhere. I've got things open, and I believe you need to take the books as these are a foundation, and then you need to do it yourself. So you definitely need to find something that works for you.
Right.
And I've done the same thing. I've actually had people give me meditations, but I'll take those meditations and go, ooh, I think I should do this. And basically what it is guidance, giving you ideals on it to expand things. But I think it's also taking things to a little bit further to make them your own.
Yeah, so exactly.
Your own little twist on things, right? Because people
understand and I've been told I need to try yoga, too.
Try yoga?
Yeah, like that I could meditate probably better if I was doing yoga while I'm meditating.
Right, and also stop eating ice cream.
Did you really just say that?
Yes, I did.
I'm addicted to ice cream right now.
Yes, you are. You need to stop doing that. Because what you're doing is it's like in the process of working with your chakra, this is a stress relief for you that you should not be doing. You should be finding other avenues. Now try this, okay? Take these pronouncements. I'm sorry, but that came out so strong. Stop eating ice cream. Okay. Don't be sorry, man. People keep telling me stop eating these brownies. These brownies are so freaking good.
Yes, it is. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But these pronunciations are like this. And like I said before, John Holland's in his book. So if you want to get the book, check it out, because there's a lot of things in here. You also have to understand that something about you is you're having a hard time believing in chakras. So what you need to do is take the energy. Okay, here's a nice little affirmation for you to say, I am energy. The universe flows through me and guides me. These are chakras are a connection between the spirit and the physical. Okay? And then take, if you got that, did you get that affirmation down?
I'm energy. The universe flows through me and guides me.
It says, I am energy. That's all by itself. I am energy.
Right.
The universe flows through me and guides me.
Yep. I got it.
Okay. And then I saw another one you might like, too. Just to make sure I had the wording on it right, okay? My body is my temple. I am now becoming aware of each chakra. I knew it was one in here. Okay. Did you get that one?
Almost.
Okay. If you want me to repeat it, just say so.
My body is my temple. I am now becoming aware of each chakra.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, these pronunciations. Okay, you got one for each chakra, okay? You got for the base chakra, the one it's pronounced LAM, but it's actually spelled LAM.
I think I have all the...
LAM and VAM and DRAM and... I'm sorry.
Yeah, all the regular ones, but I don't have... The seven normal ones.
Then we have Ram.
Yeah, because in the guided meditation that I listen to for the chakra, he does that. He goes through the colors. He goes through the sound that you're supposed to make. And then there are certain pictures that he says that you should visualize with each one.
What does he
like? Certain ones are water.
What does he say for the crown chakra?
Because
the one I have here for the crown chakra, the one I pay attention to is the idea of silence.
Yeah.
And opening it. So you got that?
I've read that the crown chakra doesn't have a sound.
No, it doesn't. It's opening.
That it's color pink.
Well, it's pink. It's like a violet purple, I think. That's kind of like pink, isn't it? I've always been told it was like that. It's a violet, like it's a purple. I used to have chakra candles and chakra things, and I could have sworn it was a purple one. And there was indigo for the third eye, I think. And then for the throat chakra, it was like a robin eggs blue. And then the heart chakra was emerald green. And then your solar plex was yellow, like a big bright sun, yellow, and then bright orange for your sacral chakra, and then your root chakra is ruby red. And actually the ear chakras are violet red. And I've always seen the crown chakra as purple. But I have seen variations in different people's texts, so I just have a tendency to take them all in, and I picture things accordingly, and my guidance comes through clearly, so I see different things. I mean, when I see angels, sometimes I don't see angels as wings. I see pockets of energy. Which I've actually studied angels, and it's pure energy. So it's she's not there. Well, you know, that was, I hope she got that information. Anyway, we still got 12 minutes, so it's now 8:48 p.m. here Eastern Time. It's January 26, 2011, and we're sitting here doing readings. We need some bodies to call in and to ask some questions so we can continue to do those readings. So the number here is 646-721-9031. Let's go take a look at the chat room. Anybody? Sorry, my phone discharged on me. Does that mean it blew up? But thank you so much for the information. You are fantastic. Let's see here. If there's anybody still in the chat room who would like to get an angel card by me shuffling the deck, signal me and tell me, and I'll definitely shuffle the cards for you and give you a card. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Now I'm going to put some information in here about for private readings. I'll put the number and the email address. Call after show for details. Do what you got to do. Like I was saying before, call 937-838-6337 to get you some readings in. Right now they're still going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. If you want to buy a block of time to get in before that deadline's up, that's going for 11 one-hour readings is $100. And hold on. Can you pull a card for me? Yes, I can. I'll say yes. So let me finish the statement here because I just lost my train of thought. It's 11 one-hour readings for $100. It's 6 one-hour readings for $50. And 6 one-half-hour readings for $40. So get in there and get those done. But after that, after February 14th, it's going to be $125 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes, okay? So jump in there and get those things because I guarantee if you sit there and look at the whole situation, you're going to see I'm definitely worth it. I think I'm worth it. Okay, that's Tish 80. I want you, if you can hear me right now, I'm going to start shuffling the cards. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling. All right. We're having fun here, guys. This is actually the first time I've ever done this, where I've actually done readings for people in the chat room. Kind of cool. You got to do this more often, huh? Anybody else who wants a reading in there, just let me know. Because as long as you're, I guess as long as you're still in the chat room, as long as you're still in the queue, you know, we can keep going even after the show is over with. You are worth it. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to sing a song, guys. Thank you very much. No one for me. No one. What does that mean, no one for me? What does that mean? Okay, stop. Okay, I got you. All right. Okay, Tish, how's this one? I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell me if I should cut this. Yes. Okay. I was going to say that before someone popped in here, okay? Pull a card for me. Okay, I will pull a card for you, but Tish, right now I'm trying to do something here. I just want you to tell me if you should cut the deck. You want me to cut the deck? Do you want me to cut the deck? Tish. Just let me know if you want to cut the deck. Just write me a message. Hello. If you don't want me to cut the deck, and I'll just go ahead and pull a card for you. No. Okay, cool. All right. Now, what's been happening today, which is kind of weird, okay, guys? You can take it any way you want to. You can actually talk to Angel Violet and a couple of those guys. The one card that keeps popping up today, no matter how many times I shuffle this deck, is the Career Transition card. Now, Tish, give me some kind of input here, because I feel like that these cards, because every time I've ever talked to anybody live, they all agree, no, you're not going through a transition of any kind. Well, if you're not going through one, the card indicates that you will be. Now, we were just talking to some other people in the chat room, too, and on the queue, that they didn't realize what that means when it talks about the career transition. The card says career transition, life purpose, your life purpose, some kind of delay. Okay, how about this? Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. Now, we've had a couple of people with just the idea of just changing thinking. The thinking is changing, so therefore things are happening. Okay, Tish, when you sit there and talk about the whole thing, I want to change careers, okay? So if you sit there and look at the thing of changing your thinking, how can you change that career? If you're waiting for a change to happen, there could be a situation here where it's talking about your life purpose is triggering a change. So if you're not in your life purpose or you don't feel like this is what you're supposed to be doing with your life, then you should take that in a really strong consideration, okay? Because it's telling you that it's time, this is 2011, it is time for you to manifest that career that you really want. You know, for some reason I keep getting sales with you. Are you in sales? Can you tell me if you're in sales? I want to become a teacher. Okay, but are you in sales right now? Because I keep getting sales. It's either you're in that or you're close to it or something is interfering with you, and it could be that as well. Where you're thinking more about money than you should be thinking about what you really want to do. I mean, it's very commendable being a teacher, but one thing I would stress with the ideal guys of focusing on careers, I've been in the process for 6 months, but it's not happening at the moment. Okay, we're still in a transition period too, Trish. So I'm saying to you, I want you to sit there and look at the situation. I'm in the food service. Okay, when you're in food service, a lot of money there, right? Transition, I keep getting, okay, the cashier, I guess the cash register was kind of messing me up there for a minute. Okay, cash register, okay?
With the situation with being becoming a teacher, have you really specified what kind of teacher you really want to be? I mean, because if you really think about it, I'm a cook. I feel sales. I get that sales thing pretty quickly. Maybe someone close to you needs to also change as well. There's some people around you, not just you, that are looking for a change in their life, and it's almost like bouncing off each other. So take that into consideration there. But in the next 2 months, things are going to change. You're going to see some really strong things happen. And you need to really take that into consideration, okay? Anything, and when we talk about transition, it's the idea of keeping your eyes open for opportunities. You're saying things are not happening now. Okay, they're not happening right now. Misty? Yes. Exactly. So go with the flow. Okay, Misty Brown Eyes, you want me to pull a card for you? You got to tell me, my life stays in that uproar. But you got to quit reaffirming that uproar thing, okay? Will it ever get better? Well, you need to take a visualization on that whole thing and see your life as being better. Ooh! Especially, I hate when that shit happens. Scared me to death. Okay, I just moved. The last place I lived... I got broken in twice. Okay, Misty Brown Eyes. I want you to think about this too, okay? Maybe it's a new guy. Yes. I would definitely say that, Tish. New guy is coming in. But you also need to cut loose all these other dorks, okay? I'm trying so hard. No, stop trying. Do it. Like I told the last lady, you need to sit there and figure it out. Okay, so go like this. When you get yourself frustrated, take a deep breath and start focusing on that picture in your mind. Picture a television in your screen. I'm sorry, picture a television screen in your head. Now take like a pencil. Yeah, that was Michael Jackson. My phone going off, which I forgot to turn off. Okay, do this. I'm serious. Focus, as in calming your mind, which means stop thinking. If it's simply just doing 2 months of breathing, just focus breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth, and just do that when you first start meditating, and just do that. And the ideal, Misty Brown Eyes, I want you also to think about what you got broken into. I also want you to think about your relationships too. Does that kind of set the tone for your relationships as well, as people breaking into your life and taking and disrespecting you? Because basically, when people break in your house, is disrespect. And things that happen in our lives reflect how we think and what we're going through in our life right at that moment too. Meditation. Seriously, meditation. Sometimes the best way to start meditation is just to focus on intentional breathing. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And just let it go. Breathe in deeply. Hold for 2 seconds and then let it out. Do the same thing over and over again. Okay, Mr. Brown Eyes, I am sitting here shuffling some cards. I just need you to tell me when to stop shuffling. I'm shuffling right now. Okay, shuffling. Yes, I have PDF. Okay. I also want you guys to think about these disorders. And disorders are just misconceptions with certain things that are going on in your life. They can all be the thing of the past and thing of gone, because they're actually traced back to past experience. Okay, guys, we're going to continue with the card readings and stuff, but I just want you guys to realize one thing. And if you're in the queue, I will talk to you. Sorry, I had to do that. Okay, guys, I'm going to go back in here. Hold up. Hello? 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 603, you're on the air. How you doing? I also want to thank everybody for being here, all the callers and all the people who called in. I loved it. It was a fantastic show. I love this. We've been doing card readings in the chat room. This is the first time I've ever done that. It was great. So if you want to call me and get a personal reading, private reading, get a chance at my rates right now, the number is 937-838-6337, okay? And get in there and get those things in there. Thank you for being on the show. Tomorrow, we have Jennifer O'Neill with us tomorrow. She's going to be on the show. And we also have, let's see here, real quickly, we're going to be working with the Angel of Truth and Victory and Triumph. I'm sorry, the Victory and Triumph. So tune in for that. Another show on the Angels. You're going to love it. It's a great show.
And Jennifer O'Neill, she's a Hawaiian psychic, going to be here with us. So join us tomorrow. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we're going to go back to the area code 603. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. Let's go to the chat room. And Misty Brown, hello? You want me to okay, I stopped. And we'll cut the deck for you. That's what you want to do, cut the deck? No problem. We're going to cut the deck for you. All right. Now you're talking. Maybe that's all we needed was a shift in the... I'm just saying, guys, it's a transition. Career transition is going to be the strongest thing for the first part of this year. I'm telling you right now because everybody's going through it. Everybody wants to change. Everybody wants to start doing what they want to do. See, what's happening is everybody's being called to the path, their life destiny. They're being called to this. Yes, I am here. Thank you. And it's glad you're here, man. We're off the air, and we'll just take our little time here. If anybody else in the chat room wants to get a card reading, just let me know, I am me, or whatever you want to do, and we'll do that, okay? As long as we can stay on the line and Block Talk Radio doesn't cut us off. And I was sitting here talking to Area Code 603. If you can hear me, 603, you're on the air. 603, hello? I don't know why we're not getting through. It's so live. Hello? Anyway. Back in the chat room. Misty? Oh, okay. It's restarting from the beginning. Well, you're going to hear that on the thing. Okay? If you're like listening to the show on there, the show's off the air. But if you are in here, in the chat room, you should be able to still hear me. Okay. Well, bye, y'all. No problem. So if we lost it, we lost it, and that sucks. Bye-bye. Good night. Everybody have a good night. If you call me, I have a card for you. If you can hear me, if you can hear what I'm doing here, that's kind of sucky. It's starting, it's restarting, but you should, okay, type me in here. On private 9. Oh, that's it. Misty, he may tell you which card he pulled you. Yes. It's the guardian angel. Oh, guardian. That doesn't look right either. Okay, let's see. GUARDIAN.
That's right. Room. That's why she had a bookcase. Mom, let me do that. Oh, that lady's still here. Hello? Is anybody there? I'm going to sit here and do this. Hello? Are you there? That's crazy, isn't it? How much for a reading? Okay, thank you. Good night, everybody.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing? Oh, you know what? Am I up?
Yes, you are. You've been up for like the last 10 minutes.
Oh, I am so sorry. I actually was on my other line giving a reading.
And who are you?
My name is Valerie. I don't know if I've spoken to you before.
Okay, Valerie. I was just, I had actually taken down your number. I was going to call you myself because I was like, earlier this morning I was on my friend's show and we had trouble with certain people that couldn't get through.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You don't know. Thank you so much.
No. Go right ahead, Valerie. And, you know, it's like one of those things I was going to suggest you if you're a reader and stuff. We could actually do a reader off air and we could trade out readings.
Oh, gosh. I would, you know what? I would love to do that. And I'm still signed on to my reading plate, though. You know what, though? Is this okay with you? Is this your own personal number that you're calling me from right now?
No. See, you're actually on the show.
Oh, I'm still on the show. Okay. I was going to say, this is going to be tricky just because if I get a call, I mean, this is what I, you know, make money. If I get a call.
Valerie.
I I would love to trade readings off with you. Is there anyone else on the phone lines or listening?
No, sweetie. We can sit here and talk if you want.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, if you want, I can give you, you know, my number and or I had or something. We can swap numbers, and then when I'm not signed on, if you'd like, I'd be glad to swap readings with you.
Okay, Valerie. I just want you to do me a favor. Just relax. It's okay. It's one of those things where I got your number, 603-801-0772.
Yep.
The reason I said that, because we're actually not on the air right now, but we're still streaming. We're not streaming, but I'm still, I mean, if someone went into the archives, they'd get the whole show. So it doesn't matter if it's on or off. But I'll just say I have your number, and you have mine, which is, if you want me to, I'll give it to you again. My private number is actually 937.
Oh, wait a second. 937.
937. Mm-hmm. 83. Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 937.
Yeah.
838. Okay. It's 937-838-6337.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question before you go.
Sure.
So you do readings for a living, and how much do you charge?
I charge $226 a minute. But I do it through a site. So, I mean, after all is said and done, I make a little over a dollar a minute.
Okay, so are you working for Keen?
Yes, I am.
It's okay, sweetie. You have different avenues for different ways. I'm just saying.
But I mean,
you're very talented. You're very gifted. You should think about venturing out if you haven't already.
Here's one of my issues, though. The way I read, if you watch me read, you'd be like, oh, my God, this girl is a mess. What the heck is she doing? She's just flipping through cards. I do not read like any other reader you've ever seen.
Okay.
I could have a whole deck in front of me. You could ask me a question. You could ask me 10 questions. I can flip through the entire deck, use my clairvoyant ability. I use the cards also to pull things out and kind of confirm. And with every single card used in the deck, I obviously wouldn't tell you what every single card meant for you. I mean, I would pull out from those cards what I feel is, you know, applies to you or what's going on. But I won't read in person for anybody. I never have. I won't read for my family unless I get a feeling and I say, oh, watch out for that. I just have this thing. I read for total strangers. I feel for me.
So, Valerie, are you a Cancer?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm a Libra.
All right. Have you done your chart? I feel like you have Cancer in your chart somewhere. No, good. I feel like you have Cancer in your chart somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't do anything with astrology. I don't do anything with mediumship.
You don't talk to spirits, huh?
I'm sorry?
So you don't talk to spirits?
No, there are times I feel them around me, but I feel they're there for me. I get a lot of visitors. I get a lot of visitors in my dreams. I get a lot of messages in my dreams as well. But I feel God. I believe in God. I'm not sure what your higher power is.
Yes, God. God,
okay.
Angels, Jesus. So.
Okay. But I believe that, you know, some people are clairvoyant, clairaudient, can, you know, medium. And I feel he gives us all gifts. And I feel astrology and mediumship are not my areas that he wanted me to focus on.
That's fine. That makes perfect sense.
Right. So.
You're okay. I just saying, you're very gifted, and it's just the idea of self-acceptance in some ways. And I think you're still coming into a lot of things on your own, so proceed at your own pace. I'm just saying, you're a very gifted, unfolding flower. So just keep moving on, okay? And I understand your readings and how you do things, and I'm actually looking forward to it now even more than I did before. So.
You're what?
I'm actually looking forward to it more than I was before. You have me intrigued now.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Let me ask you this. Are you clairvoyant yourself, or do you use the cards and you don't interpret through the cards? Or, I mean, how do you...
Mine's a very long list. It's like I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. I have cards. I use from time to time. I'm a person who really digs for answers and stuff, so I'm not too clear about it. I use cards to clarify. Information comes to me very quickly. I see, I feel, I hear. I have angels to the light, angels to the left, angels around me.
I've even got some messages from God, I think, because of the way the messages came across. So I always tell people, you call me, sure, I'm charging probably $125 an hour, but I guarantee you when you walk out, you're going to say, wow, that was well worth it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
And I'm also, I am a medium. I do medium work. How I put it is, I don't contact spirits, but when they contact me, I will give you the messages.
Okay, that's right, and I understand that, absolutely.
I do not sit there and say things like, I do not talk to the dead. To me, the dead are the people that are in a cemetery. Spirits are passed on, and they're very,
right.
They're very living. They're very much living, so I think
right.
It's respectful to say, I talk to dead people.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, I understand the concept, but and there might be different avenues. I just don't do that. I talk to spirits who give me messages to loved ones. I see connections. I see guidance that they're getting that clarifies it for them. I can see chakras. I can see people's auras. I can see past lives very quickly and decisively and tell you what year it is and everything that goes along with it. And I've been pretty, my accuracy is getting, it's progressing. It's getting better and better and better. I think it's kind of great right now because it's kind of one of those moments where it's come to the point where it's evolved so much, it's actually surprising me. So that the anticipation of what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm looking forward to very strongly. So.
That's wonderful. That's great. Can I ask you a question? I mean, of something I would like you to look into quick, if you don't mind, or if you can't, you can't.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and ask.
It's about love, or I guess a gentleman.
Okay.
I don't know if you need his first name or...
Hold on. Oh, yeah, if I could have his first name, it'd be great.
Oh, okay, because nobody can ever seem to... I get mixed messages, and I've talked to a lot of different readers, and I've been told I'm a very difficult reader. I've sat with some of the... or talked to and sat with some of the best in the country, and I don't know what it is about me that... Either they give me a complete opposite of what happened. Like, they could say, in the next year I see this, and it turns out the complete opposite.
Right.
Or they just, I've gotten mixed messages about this guy, and his name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Uh-huh.
I would say the first thing I pick up is chaotic. indecisive. When I start to say this, I'm picking up things with him. Poor choices. So, I can see when I sit here and focus on the indecisiveness, I feel like there's a lot of fears of success, not failure.
Well, right.
I'm just saying, when I pick up the man, I just feel like he's made some decisions in the opposite direction because he's scared of what he could become. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
I get that.
Yeah, so, you know, the situation with relationship between the two of you guys, I feel like it could be a whole lot better, too, but it has decisiveness. And do you guys have a tendency to go back and forth?
Not so much right at the moment. I mean, we had lived together about 13 years ago for 2 years, and then we broke up, we went back and forth, and in the midst of us going back and forth, there was somebody he had met that he went back and forth with for 7 years. And we were pretty much done when they were on. But they weren't on that much because, well, I don't think she was a very nice person. But I did a few things to kind of ruin that every chance I could. I never was physical or violent like that, but I did my share of things to, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know karma is a funny thing, and I believe it comes back. And, you know, if you do good, you get good. And if you do bad, well, karma.
That's true too, Valerie. But you also remember one thing too about karma. There's also a thing called karma cleansing. It's the idea of coming to terms, realize what you did, and understanding, you know, it's like a way of not wanting to do it again, but you can actually cleanse that. It's a forgiveness. It's like a forgiveness meditation, but you can still be clear and clear. You can be clear of it, so that we know it's called an effect.
Mm-hmm.
But you can cancel out that by changing the course.
Hmm.
Seriously,
well,
try that. I'm just saying, try it. There's a good lady out there named Dorian Virtue. Has got a very good, nice chakra. She has a chakra tape, too. But she has a thing called karma cleansing.
Karma cleansing.
I always tell people to try these out just to give you an idea of what the meditation is like, and then to develop one of your own. But it gives you an idea of what you can do. It's, I mean, simply just doing a forgiveness meditation and forgiving people that and forgiving the situation and forgiving yourself cancels out that karma.
Oh. Okay.
So go ahead. So you've done some things, but you realize what you did, and I think in some ways you wish you kind of changed the course.
I had repeatedly done them, though. It wasn't just like a time or two. It was over a lot of time. And I know wholeheartedly, because there was a point when she and I had talked, and, you know, she finally figured, well, at one point she said to him, I gotta make amends with this girl. I never knew her, just did a few things here and there. We started to talk, but I realized she was full of BS, and she just wasn't really truly a nice person. And, you know, I love him. I worry about him. I care about him. And I didn't want him in a bad situation, which that was his decision to make. And I guess, quote-unquote, I played God in that. But, you know, she kept coming in and out of his life and just a lot of things. And when they were off, he'd see me out or he'd talk to me or, you know, it was out and nights and hook up and then meet again. And I mean, I feel we have a strong connection, and I feel somewhere in his heart of hearts, you know, I've said many times to him, you have a lot of issues, not in a mean way, you have a lot of issues, you're a good person. When you go take care of things, you'll find you will meet a nice girl, and, you know, if it's not me, I'll be sad, but I want you to meet somebody good. And he's like, you just want to be for yourself, you're not going to let anything work out. But then when I see him, I like, you know, right now he's very hostile. He says he can never forgive me for what I've done because he was supposed to be with that girl. But I know he didn't really love her because after 7 years of back and forth with her, you know, if he really wanted to be with her, he would have, regardless of anything I've done. Unless, you know, short of me holding a gun to her head, she would have stuck around.
That is true. But she has some issues of her own. I'm just saying we should look at him too as well. Like you said before, he has some issues, and those issues attracted her on her issues as well. So we have two insecurities attracting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation.
I also have my insecurities too.
That's true too. I'm just saying what she should do in this situation is love him as much as you can, but let him go. There's nothing you can do for him at this moment, and I think you've done everything you can. Sure, you've done some mistakes, and just the idea of admitting that you made a mistake on how you approach this woman, I feel like in some ways it changed that outcome too. So I really don't feel like you're going to get any repercussions from that. And if you do, they're going to be minor. But the one thing I think the most here is the idea of what you want is you're not going to get with this person.
Do you feel that he and I can at least forgive each other and have a friendship, a true friendship?
Even if
it's nothing more.
But not right now. It would probably be, we're talking some time in the future, because the idea of the friendship, I feel like if it was up to you, it would happen next week.
Tomorrow.
Okay?
Today.
And tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We could say it would be in the now, because you already come to that terms and realizing in some ways, you know, that he's not the one you're going to be with. But at the same time, you still want the best for him. So the idea of friendship and being together and having that kind of connection. I'm just saying, don't get too caught up in the whole thing thinking you're good for him. Okay? And the reason I say that is the idea of the whole thing, he has to be good for himself. So he needs to be left alone. So the friendship is going to happen, but we're talking between 6 months to 6 years in the future. But it will happen, and it will happen when you least expect it, but you will also be introducing your husband too as well. So so you see the situation, and if you've heard anybody say that this is going to be somebody you're going to be with, I think some people are reading the energy and hoping that's what's going to happen too as well. Because in some ways, there's a lot of hope there, too, goes along with it. But I'm just telling you right now, my freaking feelings on the whole thing came across very clear that this is, you're going to have the relationship that you want. I just don't feel like I'm being with him.
Okay. That's very fair, and I can appreciate that.
But you shouldn't look at it as being sad. Because really, in the true sense of what you've done and how you've done things, the idea of him saying he'll never forgive you is just BS in itself, which we know. But you've had a positive effect on him. So don't look at it as a sad thing. Look at it as a very positive thing and say, okay, I'm destined for somebody else, and so is he. So therefore, what you're wishing for him, he will have.
Okay, good. But are they finished? Because I want him to work on himself to get, you know, to have somebody positive.
I understand. No, I understand. But the biggest thing I get here is as soon as you let that go and forget she exists, she will be a thing of the past. Because right now, the reason she's still in his life is because of the energy of you still hanging on to her. Does that make sense to you?
Right. I mean, she's physically not there right now, but you're saying the energy is there?
Yeah, because I tell people all the time, man, I've seen people and said, okay, you're still with somebody. No, I'm not. We haven't seen each other in 6 months. I don't care. You're still attached at the hip. And we were talking about this today, too. I brought this to people's attention saying, okay, you all think you've cut the cords, but have you cut the cords between your sex life, which we know that and where that ends up at, but that's the most strongest energy, too, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Above the next to the heart chakra and the attachments you can have there, the sexual attachment is very strong as well. So in the process of cutting the cords, make sure you cut those cords to give him the full benefit of actually focusing and being on his own two feet to take care of the situation and the relationship. Because I'm just saying, sometimes the situations of sex life is one thing you think about the most, not realizing the reason it's that's an attachment that's keeping you together. And some people don't even know it. But once they cut that cord, they're like, okay, I don't feel like that anymore.
Like I'm free.
I'm free. That's a really strong energy. I'm just saying, look at the situation. If this guy's thinking about you sexually in any kind of shape or form, that attachment is still there. So he's still draining energy from you as well. But anything that you're still attached to as well, which is her, it's a vicious cycle and a vicious circle. So once you cut that and cut everything and cut her loose too, forget she exists. Because I've had a lot of people sit there and go, well, what are they doing? It don't matter. It's none of your business. And the more closer you get to that whole thing and start realizing that, that could be one attachment. Because I've seen people who have passed over and grieve for those people so intensely that they're so attached to that person they can't pass on spiritually. So you can just imagine what happens in physical form as well. So I'm just saying, work with Archangel Michael. Cut it loose. Also work with Archangel Raphael and heal it. But I also feel like once you do that too, you're going to open up your work at home. Do your home thing. But also develop your own phone company, your own phone business, okay? That's what I was saying to you. You want to work through King and maybe and work through Psychic Source? You work through Psychic Source too?
No, I don't. I just do King.
I'm just saying, explore your avenues and you can still stay at home, you can still stay exclusive like you want to do. I just feel like there's other avenues that you can go through too. And I have a nice phone service myself right now just through my cell phone. And what I did was I just developed a nice PayPal account, made it so easy, and attached it to something. I mean, shoot, do a radio show. You can do it all from home on your laptop. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
These are not things that you have to do. These are just suggestions. But I know for a fact that you can use your cell phone, get your nice little website attached to a PayPal account, and you can do all the phone work yourself and forget Keen. Keen takes too much money from people.
Oh, you're not kidding.
So I used to work for Keen for almost up from 2001 to about 2006 or 7, I think.
Wow.
So I worked for them a very long time, but we were talking about this today. I'm doing this right now. I'm raising my prices. I'm going to start charging $120, $125 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes, okay? Now, the reason I'm doing that is the idea, I can't sit here and talk to people about the law of attraction and to go out and get what you deserve if I'm not doing the same thing.
Okay.
And when I look at your situation, it's how I did the same thing, but I found other avenues. And even with Keen, I did this on Keen one night just to prove I knew I could do it, because I told this one week, I said, I'm going to make $400 this week. Not a month, but this week. So I went in there and I changed my prices. I went to $3.99 a minute, and then I still gave up my 5 minutes. And then I said, well, I'm going to make so much money, the 5 minutes ain't going to make a big difference. Some lady called me that night, and she talked for 2 hours, and I made $265. That's what I got, $265 and 2 hours. And, boy, it changed my thinking and saying, okay, I really felt like I was worth what I did. I felt like I had gotten paid exactly what I deserved. And in that whole week, before the week was over, I made $425 that week.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, you know, I've lived this, so that's why I always tell people, man, take it and do it. And I've made $100 an hour.
Wow.
I had my own shop in Colorado. I used to make $100 an hour all the time. I mean, I probably would have made twice as much as that if I would have sit there and stuck to my guns and actually said, this is what I deserve. Because there was one night, I remember this, I did a reading for somebody, it was $25 for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And walked away with $55 in less than, you know, less than a half hour.
Right.
Yeah, so I lived in a nice little town, and I was good. I remember that night, too. We're going down to a freaking restaurant. Got me some movies, went home, and I was just walking on cloud nine. And then I was working a job, too. I remember I was working at this hotel, which, don't get me wrong, I loved working at the hotel. But I was just getting to the point where I was, like, making a choice. Got to make a choice. What is more important right now? This is what I'm supposed to do. So I looked at my last paycheck, the pay stub. It was, like, $243, something like that, for 2 weeks. And I said, well, I made $200 yesterday. It's time to get rid of the job. And then I got rid of the job, and the next thing you know, everything shot up again. So it was like, you know, cutting loose things and in favor of opening up my mind to other things.
Right.
Because I used to do readings for 2 hours and walk away with $100 because I was feeling like, I'm cool with that. But in some ways, I maybe wasn't. And I think I should have charged more. Maybe I could have been in a different situation.
Right.
Right. I know I charged what I charged when I did, and I got exactly what I wanted to. And when people ask me questions, like I don't know if you ever had this before, but people walk in when I was doing readings, and they said, "I'm not going to tell you nothing. You tell me." And I would sit there and do the whole thing. I'm sitting there going, "Wow, I did that." And they sit there and look. This one guy in particular looked at me. He says, "Go ahead and do the card reading. You tell me what you see, because I ain't telling you nothing." So I started telling him everything. And he looked at me and says, "Okay, you got it down, man. Now what should I do?" I said, "Really? Okay, cool. This is what you should do." And then I was like, okay, but with those kind of testing, it puts you in a situation of really trusting your talent and your gifts and really making them stronger and stronger. And the process of making them stronger, that's what I'm saying. I started out being a clairvoyant, and now it's like clairvoyant, empath, mediumship, and these things are just going into different things, and it's like it's progression.
Right.
I even tell people now, I said, you all want to sit here and tell us you can't read yourselves? Me personally, I think psychic ability was what was given to us for in the first place, is to read ourselves so we can make better decisions spontaneously and make things happen quicker in our lives. So to sit and say we can't read ourselves is kind of denouncing that whole talent in the first place. And like I said before, everything's a progression. So
Right. You're
going to get to a point where you can trust that. And what I did was I used to go to other readers and they would tell me things that I already picked up. So it was just learning how to listen to what they said. And the next time it happened, I trusted myself to the point right now, I was going to go down and visit a girl not too long ago and see what could happen with the relationship. And it came to me very clearly about all the things that happened, why I shouldn't go, and I didn't go. And then I found out that she was still hanging on to an ex-boyfriend. So, see, I was listened to myself, and kept myself in a situation where I could have got kicked out in the streets.
Yeah. That wouldn't
have been fun. Yeah, so don't do it. Live, you know, learn from your past mistakes, because that happened before.
Right, absolutely. Well, the one thing I am going to be working on soon, once I get my thoughts together, I am writing a book.
Uh-huh. Hey, you're writing a book too, huh?
I'm going to be,
I guess I should write my book too, man, because everybody keeps saying, write a book. And I keep hearing that all the time. I got 3 pages.
Well, it's the name of my book, and I already have it, like, set with, you know, copywriter. Now I just have to put the words on the pages.
Well, what you should do is try to find somebody who could be a muse for you, that you could actually have to do the writing for you.
I don't want a ghostwriter, because I know what I'm writing about is very, you know, dear to me, and I want it to touch many other millions of people. I suffer with bipolar. And
right.
I know a lot of people don't like to go to therapists or, you know, even acknowledge what they have going on. So
yeah,
the title of my book is called I'm Not a Therapist, I'm Just Like You, Bipolar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be in my own words. It's going to be funny. It's going to be, you know, do you act like this? Well, when you're, you know, it's just going to be, I want somebody to pick it up and go, wow, this is how I feel. Jeez, this girl is not a therapist telling me, well, take this meds and take that meds. This is coming from a true live person who's been through this. You know, I want to reach out. I want people to know they're not worthless and that there is things out there for them to do. And,
you know, they can see the funny side of things, like, what do you do when you're, you know, manic? These are some of the funny things you can do. You know, I want them to laugh. I want them to cry. I want them to be touching them in their heart emotionally. And, I mean, when I'm done, I know my book is going to be on the number one bestseller list.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt. I always said since I was 8, I don't like to read, but I like to write, and one day I'll have a number one bestseller, and this is my book. This is what I'm meant to do.
I think I'm fine. Yeah, okay. Well, you better get started.
I have some ideas, and I'm going to start separating them, and yeah. So, and then I'm going to contact them.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Just, I don't like writing that much in that situation. I think I'm actually scared I'm not going to be able to write it down the way I wanted to.
Oh, you know what? If you sort it out, there are different things out there that will help you. But I've always been a phenomenal writer.
Mm-hmm.
I always said I'll write a great book that I've never read because I just get bored with reading.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just saying with the situation, I always tell people you get your book written and you want to do something with it and you want to promote it, just come back on the show. I'll be glad to sit there and give you as much promotion as I can.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. That's fantastic.
I just feel like I'm just destined for the real deal, as in live streaming radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is the step up and getting experience. And I also feel like I'm picking up a lot of information so I can actually do that and put my book down in words that I want to from things I've experienced and things I've picked up on.
Right.
Because this thing with the idea of the chakras on the genitals, I've never heard this talked about. But then they talk about cutting the cords, but they don't really go into details. And I think sometimes the situation of people realizing, because everybody focuses on the heart chakra, or
right.
The heart itself is emotional attachments, shoulders and chest and things like that. But you never, until it was brought to my attention, I never thought about it.
Right.
But I was thinking about, why are people still so attached after cutting the cords? What's the common denominator? What's keeping them together? And I've been noticing a lot of people have these, the first thing they talk about is their fantastic sex life. And also I'm thinking, hold on. It's like a vision came to me and said, did you cut that cord? What? No. Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest cords, because it's like the most, I mean, think about the energy that happens between two people when they're having sex. That cycle is connecting, and the circle, it's like, and so that's, once that avenue is opened, it has to be shut.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I was thinking, okay, that's a good thing. So I feel like that could be a chapter in itself in my book. I have a book that I want to write, it's called Love Will Change You, so lit it, using the law of attraction to find true love.
Wow, that's awesome.
It makes me just tingle all the time when I even mention the thing, so I know it needs to be done, it needs to be written, and my angels are saying yes. What's your problem? Not in the same problem, but procrastination. What do you think your problem is? Is doing that, and it's a fear that in some way they won't be perceived the right way, the way I want it perceived. And then it's like a double-edged sword. I don't think that's really true, but it's what my fear is.
Well,
I've come far enough that I can actually say that.
I think if you put your mind to anything, you can succeed.
Like, yeah, no problem. I'm going to. That's what my big determination is now, because I'm just going and doing everything. I'm actually trying to talk to people right now to do a live remote with this show from their place. There's a castle town I'd love to do one from. It's an actual real castle with real bricks from England, and we brought here to build this thing. And so it's a little dinky small town, and now it's a bed and breakfast. So I thought that, plus it's haunted and it's got all kind of activity, and I just thought it'd be a great thing. I tried to do it last October, and they shut me. They kind of canceled on me. But I'm still, and I keep getting a yes on that whole thing. It's just that I got to get a hold of the right person. The only thing that right now is I have the phone number, and now I can't find that card. I thought for a minute that my angels were like hiding it from me and waiting for the right time.
I was just going to say, you right, it's a matter of timing with you, I feel when the time is right, exactly what I was, you took the words right out of my mouth, that's what I was feeling.
As I was sitting here looking at the situation going, I want to do readings here in person, I like doing in-person readings too. very much so. So therefore, I was trying to figure it out because my mom is not a person who likes that kind of thing, so she won't allow me to do that here. So I was thinking, okay, how could I do that? So if I was doing a remote somewhere and people came in to these certain particular places, they could do readings, and it would be something I could do, and it would be a place away from where she was. So there would be no problem, and everybody gets what they want.
Right, right.
And I've actually gone to this hair salon. You can tell me any kind of impressions whether I went to this hair salon uptown, that they, if they would be open to that too. Because I just figured, you know, people in hair salons, especially women, love readings, I thought.
People what?
The girls, the women. It's like a connection. They'll say, oh, you do readings? And it's like opening an avenue for them. And I thought it would be a perfect place.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes. It definitely is. I have a friend of mine who owns a salon, and she said, very, you know, high-end salon, and she said, you want to come down and do readings, and we'll swap off? And I said, yeah, I don't do readings in person, sorry. Yeah, that's definitely a good place, no doubt.
So I should go back there reconnect. There we go. Reconnect. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, let me see. I'll just pull a couple cards on that. Actually, like you, as I heard you in the one room, or listening, I shuffle, and I ask you when you're good and ready, say stop shuffling.
Okay.
Okay, stop or okay?
No, I'm just saying okay.
Oh.
Now stop.
Now stop? Okay, let's see. I'll just pull a couple cards. Moving along with progress, obstacles, and career overcome. Actually, wisdom, wise person, I feel, yeah, go revisit it. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. You know what, though? I have a keen call coming in.
No, go ahead. Take your call.
But what I'll do is I have your number, and I will definitely give you a call because it's been great, interesting, and everything talking with you. And we'll do, you know, I'll do more of a reading, and we can, you know, talk more.
Okay, no problem. That sounds good.
Okay, have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.